This is our jacuzzi.
That's just a dumpster that you fill with hot water. The finest water. It's Avian.
Oh, well, that probably didn't help you all that much.
No! Okay. Stop helping! Yeah, okay.
The child actually comes up to you like, murderer!
I'm not a murderer. Hey, listen. It's kind of like when you realize... It's like when you realize Santa wasn't real. It's like...
You killed Santa!
No! No, he's not even real! Your parents have been lying to you! No, your parents are lying! He's not existent!
Pick up a phone.
Yeah, I'll have two large pies and extra pepperoni.
The pizza place doesn't call you.
Yeah, isn't that fucked up, man? Should be the other way
around. They can make a lot more money that way.
You go to a very nice looking motel area called the Honey Clam.
A very nice looking motel. Things that you hear on FanDuel.
This is one of
it's one of the classy motels.
We don't mean to brag. We don't want you to treat us any different. But this is the Honey Clam.
And you know that a block away is actually the Slippery Rink.
Would you like the VIP tour? This is our jacuzzi.
That's just a dumpster that you fill with hot water.
The finest water. It's Avian.
You can shine a black light in these spots that don't glow.
Okay. Yeah. Shh, no, don't do that.
Hey, check out this plaque. It says in 1815 something happened here. See, here at the Honey Clam, you get a sense of humor along with a wonderful steak.
I really want these
and
guys
really,
to be like
really, really delicious seafood.
I really want these guys to be like New Jersey, like the Honey Clam people are clearly New Jersey mob people.
I'm like fluctuating from like Massachusetts to New Jersey to New York with my accent.
Welcome to FanDuel.
Okay,
FanDuel.
Okay.
How will you proceed?
We'll fit right in.
We're going to the
RV through a.
No, just, we'll check in with a. check in, get a room for the night. Actually, probably about two rooms for us.
We should get like some of the nicer ones because it's probably where he's likely to be.
Yep. Dent is going to hop out of the. Yeah, it's actually not that bad. Dent is in the back, like going through his fake IDs, and he takes out one and he goes into the closet and takes out a what time of year is it? This time of year? Or?
April.
April. Still kind of cold because it's New England. He's gonna put on a one of his nicer pressed black overcoats, and he's gonna take some of your hair gel, Tiffany, and like spray it in. Or
which one do you want? Because we got the super hold, the super mega hold, the super super mega hold, and then the helmet.
It's 1985. Give me the helmet. So yeah, okay. So he sprays his hair all up so it'll never move ever.
Make sure to add a couple points extra armor there.
And he's going to walk into the Honey Clam walk right up to the counter. Who is behind the counter?
I think that Tiffany's would probably get dressed up as well and go along with as kind of like a hey couple looking to rent a room kind of thing.
Before he was a
if that's okay
16 yeah. 17 year old teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
Basically 80s clothing. Pads, the whole shebang, looking at her nails. So, how can I help you?
Okay, so before we go in, as we're walking up, Dent, in a low tone, says to Tiffany, okay, director, star, the rest of our cast and crew, we got bumped from the last hotel, and you need a nice room now. Can you play like a brat? Good.
Ding! Okay. Right. How can I help you? Not even looking at you, looking at her.
Sweetie, I'm telling you, we're going to get you the best room here. I know it's a small town, but we're going to get you the absolute
creme de la creme. It's called the Honey Clam. How nice can it be? What? I don't want to be stepping in octopus or seafood, and I don't like sticky stuff. So if there's any honey clams in my room, I swear to you I'm going to have an allergy attack. And then if I have an allergy attack, I'm going to be blotchy. And if I'm blotchy...
then it's going to ruin the shot. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be beautiful, the shot tomorrow, and then we're going to be out of this really podunk town. Hey, lady, what was it? Lucy, nice to meet you. My name's,
Oh my god, there's velour, I saw velour. Okay,
Rogers
you know
Sinclair,
I can't do velour. Velour gives
probably
me indigestion,
yep.
All right?
You're
looking at it gives me indigestion, yeah, all right? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
And
I
this
can't
is Amy Benson, you probably heard of her,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I saw the movie. You
yeah,
were
that's
in.
Right, and I couldn't help
but everybody
that
saw the movie.
Well, yeah, you were really good in the movie.
Oh, thank you, I really appreciate it. I don't know, I mean, if you want to come up to we can do autographs. Right now, I need a room, sweetie.
Oh, yeah, I'll get you...
I need the best room you have. I can't have any seafood in there, and I can't have any like really strong fragrances other than like Gucci. I mean, Gucci's fine.
Is that a thing?
Lucy, you have to understand that my star needs her privacy. The rest of my cast and crew need their privacy. We need their privacy. Yeah, there's a couple more of us, but you know what?
Are you shooting a movie here?
Oh, honey, I can't go anywhere without my people. You know, I gotta have my people with me. I'm sure you understand.
Can't officially say anything about this,
Lucy. But it's gonna be great, and you should totally see it. It's about a small town girl, right? And she goes to the big city, and then she gets mistaken for a hooker, but she's not really a hooker, but she plays along with it because you know she needs to get a big break with this director, and then they fall in love, and it's a beautiful story, and you ought to see. But we're not shooting a movie.
Do you need a psychic hooker?
What we need is two nice rooms. We need two nice rooms. Psycho Cooker, write that down. Vanderbilt Productions presents.
Psychic Hooker is the name of my
pussycat dog. Clara Horne. No, we can do better.
I said Sidekick Hooker, but Psychic also works.
Sidekick Hooker?
I totally heard Psychic.
Is that like the I heard Psychic.
She knows you're coming before you do.
Wow. Nice.
Listen, I have some shots. She actually has a portfolio of her shots. I was like, I always wanted to be in the movies, and, you know, I'll get you a nice room.
I'll take a look at them, sweetie. You know what? I can show them to my director. I mean, I'm looking at these. I mean, these are pretty good. I mean, you're probably not going A-list. We're talking like maybe B-list horror. If you don't mind doing maybe a little bit of nudity and possibly some animal scenes, I could maybe get you something.
Wait, animals?
It's fine. You don't even worry about it. It's part of the business. But I can have somebody take a look at this for you. Okay,
oh, really?
Sweetie.
While that's happening, Dent is taking the sign-in sheet and he's just going through all of them, looking for any names that might tip us off to where this guy is in the hotel.
Meanwhile, the girls are basically, mm-hmm. you know, kind of she's schmoozing her because you know with a surprising amount of skill. Mm-hmm. You know, looking at her nails. Well, where'd you get that sweater? It's a beautiful sweater. I love it. I love the pads. You know, pads are in this year. Uh-huh. And have you ever seen David Bowie's girlfriend? She walks around. She's got the pads. They make her head look really small, which is good because it really, really accentuates like the smallness of your waist. You want your head to look small, and you want your waist to look small because you don't want people to think you're a brain, sweetie. And I see you got it going on. You definitely don't look like a brain.
That's so awesome. I'm just gonna let that pass.
Here it is, Rahandra. He signed his own name.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Oh, really?
Which is strange because from what you know from talking to Tiffany, mm-hmm. he's a suave customer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just rip out that piece of that page from the sign-in sheet, twirl it around, put it back behind the counter, and said, "Right, ladies, this is fantastic, and I love to gab as much as the next guy, but we've got to get our beauty sleep, don't we, sweetie?"
Oh, my God, yes. I need my beauty sleep, and I got to have the cucumbers to be put in my mouth, but they can't be regular cucumbers, okay? They have to be the Asian cucumbers, because the regular cucumbers, they make my eyelashes fall out.
No problem, sweetie. We'll get you whatever you need.
I'll get you the best room we have in the place.
That sounds fantastic.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Let me just take you these, and God bless you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. I'll go. Let's go tell the rest of the crew, and I'll just grab the key and walk out and go back up to the into the back of the RV.
My stage name is Lucy Starlet.
I got it. Like I got it, Lucille. Thank you.
Lucy!
That's what I said, honey.
Okay.
13B.
Okay.
Hit it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, yeah. So we go into our room.
Okay.
Rather nice room. Is it nice?
For a motel, it's really nice.
It's not on the floor because I specifically said no clams.
There are no clams.
You know, it's a very nice motel.
Yeah.
And it is very nice for this very nice motel.
Debbie, do you got a quarter?
Yep. Okay, so you go in there.
At the Honey Clam, we like to bring a masseuse to you in your bed 24/7, 25 cents for every 10 minutes. Are we that mad? You just called my mom mad. You just said she had psychological problems. She did, but I'll forgive you. Because we're clam. It goes back.
She really thinks she's going to get her part in a movie. Did you see her hair? Did you see her hair? I mean, it wasn't even like...
Her hair was all I saw.
It was moving.
Huge.
It's not supposed to move.
It's terrifying. I think
she would have been a good movie star.
I think we need to go down there and see if she's interested. All right, so look, guys. Jackass signed with his own name. He's getting bold. Totally stupid. Irresponsible.
Considering it doesn't sound like him. He's supposed to be dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everything you said just made him more of a psycho. Probably got bold, got stupid.
When did he sign in? He probably signed in a long time before. I mean, he's had this place for a while, probably. A
few hours ago.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
It's a good thought.
Well, the thing is,
we're talking. She's pulling up her skirt, checking the guns she's got stashed in her garters.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of the old signatures were probably him before whatever happened to him happened.
So. Wait, did you have the book with you?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't lift the whole book because...
Did you just lift the page?
I just lift the page, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kind of lean forward.
Mm-hmm. You actually do look through, and there's other there's another Indian name in there.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden he put his own name. What are you doing? What's that? Well, sorry, I didn't hear what you just.
No.
Got nothing.
Never mind.
All right. Okay, I just wanted to keep it separated. So let's go check out his room. Yes. Right. Stop him.
Gun at the ready.
Mm-hmm.
And when this goes down, after we've iced him, then we need to get in the RV and we need to get the hell out of here.
I mean, guns hurt vampires in this universe.
They do hurt them generally.
They just don't kill them, right?
They don't necessarily.
Yeah, it's not. Okay. It's going to knock them back. Yeah.
Okay, well, she's going to have guns.
What's up,
I mean, it's just
hairspray for flamethrower.
Yeah, it's still light out, and
is it?
I said it was getting dark.
Getting
dark. No, I said it was dark when you went to Toyi's place.
So okay, it must be pretty dark now.
So it's pretty dark now. Yeah.
Okay, never
mind. Okay. Mm-hmm.
As we're walking towards the room, my hand. And Madonna here, one of the syringes full of dead man's blood. Like, here, you're better using this than I am.
I would say normally let's wait till tomorrow, but if this guy's going bullshit bonkers, then chances are we need to take him out as quickly as possible.
No, he needs to be dead. He needs to be dead now, and I'm going to wear his ashes around my neck.
I don't think that's physically possible, but we can talk about that later.
Oh, no, it is, because I got this really cute bottle necklace, right? Mm-hmm. And you can put whatever you want in it, and I'm going to put his ashes in it. And then I'm going to spit in it, and I'm going to wear it around my neck.
Well, it's good that we all have objective.
All right,
so we get to the door.
You get to the door.
Do we knock?
Oh!
We press the alarm. Not a vampire.
I don't really know how to.
Is the door locked? Because if it's locked, then I'm just gonna bust it down. The
door is locked.
I'm gonna take a crack at lockpicking. What's that? Bloop, bloop.
Yeah, there was a. What was the skill for lockpicking?
Covert.
Covert, yes.
You know, okay. I can just kick that down. You don't have to worry about that.
No, I have to worry about the soft targets in the rest of the hotel.
Fine. People. Whatever.
Would this be alertness or agility?
You can use either one.
You use the very soft targets.
Okay, cool. In which case, I will...
People are altogether too squishy.
Seven.
Yeah, it's regular difficulty, so it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you...
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Freak it open.
My mm-hmm. way's more fun.
Okay. It's dark inside.
Guys, I don't know what to do.
I turn on my flashlight.
Yep. You turn on the flashlight and see before you a lot of red wherever you put point the flashlight.
Oh, it's a theme room.
Neat. That's a theme room. No, it's blood.
Jackson Pollock. That's blood.
You turn on the light switch. Oh, God. Around you are quite literally blood on the ceiling. You don't know how you got to the ceiling. Walls and floor, as well as bits of intestine and clothing that you're pretty sure came from at least two women.
That's why our room service wasn't spot on today.
Seeing the games are already begun. Where is this bastard anyway? I'm going to start...
You see an open window.
Damn.
It will be pretty easy to track him if he's walking, because there is so much blood in this room. Yeah, I'm going to be getting an early start to that alcoholism.
All right, everybody back out of the room. Nice and slow, don't touch anything. Turn out the light. And shut the door.
Click. Little do and not disturb.
Yes, exactly. Do not disturb. I'm on the doorknob.
For the love of God. Do not disturb.
You know, we can just stay here and wait for him. He's going to come back.
Yeah, but he's going to have some dead bodies at that point. Don't want to take that chance.
Then we're going to go into back to the window and see where maybe we can see where you
give me a tracking. Or what it is.
I'll give that a shot.
Yeah, I don't have tracking, I have the idea that
more of an idea, man.
All right. So that's intelligence plus
survival,
yes.
Okay. Eight.
That's enough because he's not trying to hide or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And there is blood.
Yeah, there's blood and stuff heading in the direction of the slippery rink.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's going to the rink.
Throw the rink.
We have
to save them.
Okay.
I'm looking to Pat like he's going to be my knight in shining
armor
here.
Yeah, totally. Let's move out.
Okay. Let's go. And we're just kind of running down the hallway. And then we walk by an open door. And then we just kind of walk calmly. And then run. Yep. So, yeah, we're...
Why does everyone leave their door open? It's a motel, people.
Yeah, we're going
to
run down.
At the Honeycomb, we believe that everyone should be entitled to their privacy. But if you want to leave it open, that's our motto. Just leave it open. We love watching.
All right, cool. So, yeah, we're running to the roller rink, the slippery rink.
Basically, the roller rink is the only place to be in that small town. So it's full of people. A lot of people in the middle of the ring just skating around, music blasting. 99 Red. I'm not sure if that was 80s.
Yeah, that's totally
99
80s.
Red balloons. And basically,
an arcade in the back.
Nobody knows the
inside.
Rest of the words to this song.
There's a disco ball on the top. I don't think anyone really uses it anymore. It's disco. So sad.
Well, it is a roller rink.
They still keep the disco ball. It's adapt to music.
Yeah. That would imply that the roller rink is ever too good for something.
They still have that disco ball flying, buddy. And the DJ is probably still sporting an afro and his suit. Yeah.
Music is blasting and there's stuff being sold in the corner somewhere. What do you check?
I look at my shotgun that I have in my hand and I'm like,
shoot everyone, that way you make sure you've got, you know, everything covered.
It's true.
There's a list of the top 100 singles in 1985. Right. Just for when you need something.
Sorry, what were we saying? I have a shotgun. Like, that's all I carry. I don't have anything else.
Shotgun's kind of hard to hide.
That's
kind
my
of
thing.
Looking at him.
I just kind of nudge Billy's character and point towards a dumpster and say, just put it next to the dumpster there and throw a bag over it and we'll get it later.
Yeah. Okay. As you start to search.
I hand him one of my spare handguns.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
All right. So you're going to start searching?
Mm-hmm.
As you start searching, Miami Vice theme starts playing in the background.
I'm probably going to head over to where I can see the largest concentration of, young, biteable women.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Everyone give me a perception check.
That'll be... Alertness plus...
I have a specialty in perception for smell or taste. I imagine that blood is...
Yeah, there's blood. That
will work. Also, the cheapest cologne ever.
Ooh.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
You just get racist.
No.
Serious? No, that's just an Indian man. You are incredibly racist.
Oh, yes.
No, nice. Remember what happened last time I rolled double
six
ones? That's a botch.
Yeah, it is.
That is
seven.
A botch.
I got a 7, too, 14. Yeah.
7, 14.
I haven't rolled yet. Should I do a D6 and a D4? Can
yeah,
I just
it's,
do a
it's
D10?
No, it's perception.
Well, no, I know, but I just know if
maybe. No, you need to do the separate dice.
Okay. Yeah. I got a 5.
Right. You got a 5? Yeah. All right. The only person that notices is Pat. As you look around
all
and see...
Doomed.
Yeah. Basically, there's Dents looking around. Right behind him is the woman's bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Door opens, and there is a very bloody... very strange-looking Indian man, who was, you assume, used to be 5'8". Very good-looking guy. Now his skin is kind of blotchy. His fangs, vampire fangs, are just rolled, like a shark, like sharks.
Mm-hmm.
But basically...
Oh my god, he looks like that girl from the Wicked.
Yeah, something like that. Mm. But basically, its teeth's almost rotted now.
Ew.
And he's standing, door opens, and he's standing right behind Dent.
Is he like he's about to attack Dent?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he going to attack Dent?
Yes, he is.
Sweetheart.
Shoot. I mean, yeah, I'm in the crowded theater. That's going to suck, but you're going to get bit.
Mm-hmm. All right, roll it. Difficulty 15, I think it was. Because you're in a crowd of people.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, guys. So how do I do damage in it? How do I fire in this?
It's going to be your agility plus your guns.
She likes me.
Okay, agility. Mm-hmm. How much so I can buy a new dice?
Yes. D2, D4.
4, 5, 6, 7.
8, 10, D12.
No.
It's 2, 4, 6, 8.
Yeah, so 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Yep, so an extra D12 to your roll.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it can never roll less than. So pretty.
Great.
What's her name again? Cricket. Pretty girl.
So that's a 6.
So which one's a 6? So this
that,
is.
Well, that's a 6.
All right, so this is a 6.
Automatically a 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
8. And 11 total.
11.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck
which
you.
Which is
this fuck.
No, that's what it is.
That's
like
15.
Oh, 15.
Yep. I am playing.
Oh,
hard.
What?
It's formidable. Yeah.
Yeah, it's formidable because you're in a crowd of people, and he's right behind you as well.
Okay.
Well, if the gunshot, I would think I would then turn around and then see him.
No, you would also then see him, but now it's time to roll initiative because he lost his surprise. And also, you have a crowd of people running away in random directions.
It's okay.
getting okay. Rapture shots.
I'm going to play a DJ now.
the 80s bard. I love it.
I'm the 80s bard. Hey, guys. Cool cats. Time to get out of here.
12.
I got 8.
Nice.
I've been waiting for this since the 70s.
Someone pass me a D12, please. Mm. Oh, there it is. Mm. Yeah.
Yep. 10.
10. All right.
I got a 12.
Give me 1 second. All right, so...
Oh, well.
10. All right. Debbie?
Yes. 7.
Tiffany?
8.
All right.
8 for me, by the way.
10 for me.
You said 8?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, tiny protest me.
Well, it's a bit too late now, but I just realized you've got the Angel Sense. You probably should have had a bonus to that roll.
I botched that roll.
Oh, yeah, you botched it. Before,
yeah.
True,
so,
true.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Daniel, go.
I'm sorry, totally just hit you in the chest.
15.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. I'm trying. Let's see here. So it's agility plus guns. Yeah, I don't even think that's possible. Let's see. 8 plus 40 would be 12. Yeah, so so I can't do that. So I could have to buy dice. So I'm going to buy...
Is that all we can do with fate dice? We can just buy extra dice?
You can also use it to do plot points.
Yeah.
It's change the plot, buy extra dice. You can spend it after the roll to... boost your final score.
So I'm going to spend 3 plot points to buy a
d6. Perfect.
Are you doing shooting it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So let's...
Oh, and for your wonderful acting as an actress.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Sorry, I shouldn't have given that to you before.
Ooh, wow, okay.
This is...
What was my...
Five.
What was I shooting for again? 15?
So
wait.
13.
Yeah, fuck, it was still 13, yeah.
But you can buy it up to 15
with
two more
points.
You know what? I need to, this thing needs to be shot. Yep. So yeah,
basically,
so
the difference is 10, so you cause it 10 damage as you shoot in the side.
Right. Because weed powers activate.
Go weed.
Who's right. laughing now? I am. That's fucking
laughing, even if you miss.
Yes,
we're all
going to
die.
Anyone else hungry?
Nachos.
There's a snack bar. I'm going to shoot you right in the face. You're like, ooh, popcorn.
Amazing.
This is a beautiful, beautiful safety.
Oh, little cat hates life. Mm-hmm. Why was I born like this?
You're such a pretty girl.
Hello. Loud.
Battle scene. Oh, you're so pretty. Yes, you are. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Is there a D8? Around.
Here.
Oh, thank you.
Nope,
that's a detail. Here. Oh, yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. It is now going to grab Dent, try to grab Dent, mm-hmm. and use him as a human shield.
Dent.
Me, yeah. So, 6. Oh, you can defend with your strength. Strength and athletics.
Okie dokie.
6. You have to beat 11.
Okay. And athletics. Wow, yeah. That's toughy. Mm-hmm. Boop, 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 boop.
Yep, grabs you from behind.
Huh?
Hand on your throat. Grab me from behind. He smells of blood and death.
Well, yeah, that's his job.
Yep. There we go. Me? Oh, Pat, sorry, yes. Pat, go.
All right, because I was still shooting. This is, takes place in a second. So
crowds of people running away from the crazy man with a gun.
Sway. I got nothing. I can't do anything.
Sorry.
Yeah. I did just pull out a gun and shoot him. Then I'm like, it's all right. I'm a doctor.
Yeah, I couldn't possibly hit him, so I'm just running. I'm running towards that direction, I guess.
Okay.
Trying to get to the crowd.
Tiffany, go.
So he's got him using him as a shield.
Yeah.
How far away would you say that that the area where I was from the restroom? Would I be able to basically close with him and try to grapple him off in one turn? Is what I'm wondering.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Because you know it's a rank, but you're still.
Yeah, I do have a specialty. I'm a specialty in running. If it helps,
that would definitely help in this case.
Yeah.
Okay. So go.
So do you want me to roll for the run or roll?
Yeah, roll for the run to try. You're gonna try to tackle it or grapple him off.
Basically just get him off. So I'd probably tackle because I.
Okay, then
off.
The running would work for this. Yes.
Okay, so run. That's gonna be strength plus athletics. I assume. All right.
Difficulty 11 because, well, he's got some guy. He's holding on to some guy.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah, some asshole.
some
dude.
Yep.
Probably the only one that she actually really likes.
Oh, boy. I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I got 14.
Oh, very nice. You got 11. Basically, you tackle him and also Dent to the ground.
Good job.
Okay, well, while she's doing that, she's basically screaming, "You can't fuck with me so many times, asshole! Do you think I wasn't gonna come back and fuck with you?"
And you hear from his voice, "Yes, fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck!" He sounds nothing like himself.
Yeah, in your dreams, baby. You couldn't get me.
Not with a 10-foot pole!
There's an image. There it is. Oh, God. Take me back to the Honey Clan.
But the Honey Cam were accepting of all sorts of deviant behavior. Yeah. That's what we do. Ain't that right? We got girl on girl, girl on guy, girl on grandma, grandma on guy, grandma on beast, beast on girl, girl on guy, and guy on guy.
Girl on girl on girl on girl on girl on guy bunch sheep.
We hold... Hey. We do have a limitation to the rooms. We got fire marshals, so once it gets past guy, we only allow four to that room. Not because we don't care, it's just the law.
Let's go.
Oh, boy.
He's loose as gravel because he just got tired.
Okay. I'm going to reach out and grab the first thing I see, which I'm going to say...
That could go wrong in many ways.
I'm going to spend a point, and I'm going to grab a extremely heavy... roller skate and start smacking him in the head with it.
Yeah. Melee, go.
All right.
Bonus points if it's her roller skates.
Yeah.
I never had a chance to get any.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you might have brought your own pair with like little sparkles on them or something.
Yes. It should only be a difficulty 3 because he's been knocked to the ground.
8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been knocked to the ground, so it's difficulty 3. So 8?
Yep.
5. Okay, yeah, so you do 5 damage to him. And you're basically smashing him into the head. Smashing the head.
Yep.
And now it is Debbie's turn.
Yay! Well, it looks like Dent has everything in hand over there. Putting a dent in the guy's face.
Yeah.
So I am going...
Your name is actually Harvey.
Yeah, right?
I am going to... I'm going to go... pick very carefully around the bloodbath that's happening. I'm going to see if there's anybody possibly still alive in the bathroom.
You look inside. There were some people in there.
And there's not anymore.
Not really, no. There's pieces of them.
Oh, so it's like the bathroom at South Station.
Yeah.
I was in the bathroom at South
Station. I mean, he was short on time, so he didn't get to eat most of them. So there's, stuff.
You always gotta look at you gotta look on the bright side of life.
Yeah.
Always look on the bright side.
That's actually the next
song
that's playing, actually.
Oh, in the roller rink.
Yep. Yeah, it's a happy time. It's a small town, it's weird.
Oh boy. Okay. So Angie, you got anything else?
Nope, that was it, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to spend a little more time in here.
Love the idea. Just run up here. It's like, I'm just going to look in here. And yeah, it's exactly what I thought.
keep moving.
Yeah, why do I do this?
All right. Top of the round.
All right.
Dan, yeah. Super Weed Man.
Who somehow seems to be on top of everything, even though he's perpetually stoned. Yeah.
So shooting into the melee would probably be a bad idea.
Yeah.
And
difficulty 18, executing him.
Yeah,
however, that's pretty much what the doc does. Like,
it's just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so the doctor kind of starts strolling over in that direction.
Okay,
yeah, he's
so you can take a turn to get over.
Exactly. Well, he's like strolling over. Things I do for these people.
All right, he's gonna try to. He's gonna try to snap your neck.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Emily's going to try to snap your neck, Emily.
Okay.
All right. Where's that D12? That's the D10, sorry.
So he still has me by the throat? Is that true?
No, he lost his grapple to you because he got tackled by his worst enemy.
Okay, great.
All right. Okay. Eat. 3 and 10. Defend.
Mm. Okay, how do I do that?
Okay, it's going to be strength plus athletics. Probably work. Or unarmed combat.
Isn't it agility plus?
Oh, sorry.
Agility plus athletics.
They're both at 10, so
yeah,
we're
going to... Yeah, so okay.
So agility plus, I'm sorry, did you say unarmed combat?
You can use, yeah, unarmed combat, or you can use athletics to just try to get out of the way.
Whichever one is higher.
Yeah.
They're both the same.
Yeah, so.
Unless I'm using running spec, which this wouldn't be, so.
Alright, and if you want to, well, I mean, that was, what, 11? No, 10 you got. Mm-hmm. So that's your average roll. I mean, if you want to maybe spend the...
I'd like to not get my next snap, so I'm going to go ahead okay. I think I've only, how many of these do I got? One?
Oh, you have six.
Oh, yeah, I
have
six there, yeah. Okay.
And the one you got, yeah.
So basically, D2, D4, D6.
Oh, you start with six in the game?
Yes.
Alright, well, I'm going to spend three of these to add an extra D6, because I would like to not die.
That's going
to
roll three or higher. So whatever you roll on that is going to be at least a three.
Yeah.
Okay. No, wait. One of these needs to be a D6. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I got more reason to spend that.
Hmm?
Okay, so one of these was a three. Mm-hmm. And other than that... That was a triple one. That was a triple one, though.
Okay.
I did.
But she...
Well, on the plus side, she's a female guest character who's a supernatural game.
I did want to point out, though, didn't she spend...
With the plot points.
Yeah, I think that counts as a not
You cannot botch?
Not on a plot
because
point
she,
guy.
No matter what, like, how many points did you spend for your plot points?
Three.
Yeah, that's definitely, actually, I don't think that counts as a botch because of that. But,
it's still
fucking
impressive.
Okay.
3-1.
Yeah, that is pretty close.
So at least you take damage. I think if it had been a proper botch, it's like,
yeah so damage difference, so it's his 10, how much did you roll total?
So total 5.
So you take 5 damage as you start, it starts getting dark as he's choking.
Okay, and that's, I assume it's probably
going to
be
from your life points, yes.
So start marking up here.
Okay. Like, it says wound and stun, so what does that
mean? Yeah, we're not worried about stun right now.
You've got total 18 life points, so you just mark 5.
And you hear him go, like, at least, before I go, take out your bitch.
And not a supernatural episode. I'm calling someone a bitch.
There we go.
As he's choking out, I'm, like, trying to, like, telling him to go fuck himself and, like, trying to spit in his face.
Yeah.
She's fighting. She's not definitely not going down quietly.
Pat, go.
You got a claw machine here?
Yes.
Get some change out and play some claw machine. Shoot him.
Okay.
I've been trying to get close, so I'm just going to walk up and try executing shooting him. But how much is that?
It's going to be a difficulty 3 because he's got like a problem.
Okay.
Trying to choke out Emily's character, Tiffany.
Yeah. I got a 9. I shot him.
9? Yeah. You shoot him dead.
I shot him dead.
Uh-huh.
Then I go to the claw machine.
Yeah.
You got some PTSD to work off.
I just shoot the gun. I take the bear. I earned it.
It's not even the best prize in there. It's just that's the one he wanted.
Yeah.
Had glasses.
All right. You shoot him dead. And actually, he's not dead, though. But he's out. Definitely out.
Oh, he's such an angel.
Yeah, he's such a... His eyes are open. He's staring at you. He's talking, but he can't move his body. He's like, fucking blonde bitch, staring off into the distance. Fucking blonde bitch.
Is she blonde?
Nope.
I squint for a second. Leslie, nope.
Basically, we're kind of out of combat at this point.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Basically, get up and was like...
Police are going to be on their way soon.
Okay, let's make this quick then.
Flamethrower.
I step out of the bathroom and be like, no.
What do you mean, no?
Not yet.
He's about to tell us who's done this, isn't he?
Oh,
bitch.
Slap him a couple times on the on the face and take out a wicked looking, what looks like a dentist equipment.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Well, you give me perception rolls real quick, though. Mm-hmm.
While she's stopping, in lieu of I'm actually setting him on fire, mm-hmm. instead I kick him in the balls.
Ah!
Much better.
Because that's what she would do. Because she's pissed because she can't light him up.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's my chicken. You can't have it.
6. All right.
9.
Mm-hmm.
Nine.
Got a 6. Mm-hmm. 10. Stop it.
Nope, chicken. Give it to me.
It's your fault. You gave me chicken earlier.
That's true. I did do that. It's my fault. 6.
All right. Debbie and Pat, you start to notice that his wounds are slowly closing.
We gotta do this real quickly. He's healing.
I told you should have let me light him on fire.
No, we need to know who's the blonde.
Give me a roll.
Okay.
Itch with a B.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to roll. Now, apparently this is a discipline roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you saying to him?
I'm gripping his teeth, and I'm ripping out one of the fangs.
Ah, torture. Good times.
Yep.
Okay.
Torture. A theme Vandibles.
I look behind us, and that father
Excuse
has
me,
actually
torture?
Been trying.
Yeah. It's a level seven
yeah.
sin.
I look behind her shoulder, and that father of that dead wife actually took his little girl to keep her mind.
Oh, really?
And they're just staring at us, and I'm like, I am all so right. sorry.
Just straight up doesn't like you at this point.
I'm
difficulty
so
11.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that's a 14.
Ah!
No, sorry.
Yeah, still 12.
Yeah, so.
I pull out his tooth. That's how I say hello. Now, who are you talking about?
She took fucking attacked me with a thing. Attacked me with a thing.
What the fuck are you talking about? You better not be wasting time.
Gosh. Bitch didn't kill me. She's like a. They couldn't see it, but it fucking attacked me. Then I woke. Was waking up. She was doing something to me.
I open up his shirt while he's talking.
Yep.
Does he have any markings on him?
Zoroastrian.
I point to our resident lore expert. What does this say? And then he like kind of feebly raises up his hand towards my throat, and I like put it down with the knife and stick it into the ground. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Another shot to the junk wouldn't go amiss.
Yeah.
This guy's having a bad.
Just so you know, we got about 30 more seconds before he's probably up to fighting Sebastian again.
Yeah.
All right. So would it be my religion roll?
Mm-hmm.
10 plus. There's my 12. And
D6. Heaven is a place on earth starts by the Bangles starts playing while this happens.
14.
Yes. Symbols of life and death.
Symbols of life and death.
Oh, please, can't I light him on fire yet?
I see her. She doesn't have her goddamn pet. Flip it apart.
Who is she and where will we find her? I just
fucking know her name. She got me from this fucking... She attacked me with a thing, and then she...
What thing?
Couldn't see it.
Where did she attack?
It just attacked, and I was claws.
Where were you?
I was poor dust. I was getting ready to go to a hotel and find a new place. You! Oh, you think you got me,
Okay, I take my knife out and back away and say, do your thing.
All right, well, when you get to hell, you can tell him Tiffany sent you.
Blood! Burns alive. Well, undead-wise. It's weird.
Because, by the way, when you get to hell, Tom, Tiffany sent you is not something anybody should ever say.
Just... So who sent you to hell? Like, was it Dean or Sam? Yeah, it was one of those guys. You know.
Who are two right now.
They went back in time before that one episode. It was really weird.
Are there other ashes left behind?
There are ashes left behind.
I'm totally taking some of those.
Okay.
Dent has got one of those little plastic trays of nachos and a hot dog. He's like, we should get the hell out of here.
Oh, fuck you, the nachos.
I knock the nachos on the floor, grab the tray, and just collect asses.
the two mentors, like, why would you...
What?
As we're walking out,
all the horrible things we've seen, all the scenes of carnage that we've witnessed
I'll
tonight.
I'll get you some more nachos. I needed the container.
I guess.
But now it's got cheese in it. Good.
Yeah, I take
good.
A heavy
it's got cheese
shoulders, and we just walk out because this is another traumatizing experience. And that's kids. How I Met Your Mother.
Amazing. Yeah. Right. So yeah, we walk out. Yeah. Grab his shotgun on the way out. And
Gopher, no.
Yep.
Go. A, no. Mm-hmm. Why am I yelling at you? I can't turn around.
Yep.
But I just heard you fall, so it worked. And so we run out, and I start going, oh my god, a man with the gun, it was so awful, we were in the men's room, definitely not doing cocaine, we can't shoot here.
Are you kidding me? It was the 80s, that was the only reason to go to the men's room.
Oh god, we have to get out, we can't shoot here, this is too dangerous, we need to get out of here right now, everybody on the bus, and we get the fuck out of here.
Back up, crash into that BMW.
Yeah, I'm just imagining as he's going,
god,
like,
the world's
oh god,
driver.
It was horrible, there's a man with a gun, there's a doctor behind, like, oh shit. Anybody the gun definitely weren't doing cocaine or drugs, like, oh, fuck.
As we drive off, the cut police come, and they're like, we think we have the shooter, and the dad comes out with the kid.
Breathe against the wall!
Please, I've had a horrible day!
And being it's the police in this town, they promptly get out of the car and drop their guns.
Exactly.
one of them's got a donut, the other one's got a magazine.
We're masters of this crap.
Amazing.
Poor little girl.
Okay, so we're driving off.
Yeah.
All right, so he said the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He was going to the hotel, and he was in the woods, and he got attacked.
There's some chick with a bad dye job.
Yeah, blonde. Team Lore, any idea?
She has a pet, which might explain the claw marks that we saw on the woman.
Animal control.
Is it a puma?
No, Parks and Recreation. It usually is in charge. It's usually in charge of animal control. If she has an animal, she has to keep it somewhere, get it its medicine.
So he didn't mean forest. He meant a park. He was in
park.
Mm-hmm. He never was all that bright.
Give me a lore roll. Everyone wants to try.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
lore. D4 plus at least something else.
D12,
D10, 3.
Nope.
I'm having a great time.
Your lore rolls are sucking, man.
Probably a very small cat with really massive claws.
Man.
Uh-oh.
Every time I have to actually roll my D.
There's our
killer. It's in the house! It's in the house!
Every time I actually have to roll that big D12 intelligence die, it only rolls like 3.
So what did everyone roll?
Now they got a 5, so
3.
9.
10.
There we go. 10? That is my best roll. That is my best possible roll on that roll.
Okay. Actually, for this, because you already know it's Zoroastrian, so I'm going to let this one fly.
Zoroastrian curled up in there, isn't he?
She said, he said he couldn't see it coming. Like, it was attacking him and he couldn't see it. Your first thought, naturally, is Hellhound. You've dealt with those before. But then you remember the religion you're associated with.
Nope.
And you remember that there's this one type of creature. Whoa!
Nice catch.
Yep.
Not the first.
Yep. Yes, it's like I haven't had to do that before. Mm-hmm. No, you're inviting it to what?
Listeners at home, just move on.
Okay.
Just move on.
Now you're
going to
get cat rabies.
Okay, there is one creature that is also invisible, an animal-like creature, called a deva, which is less dog and more
cat-like.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but it's likely more tiger-sized, except invisible.
You mean puma size?
Puma size, yes. And also from what... actually, you don't have enough for this interpretation, but it's more cat-like than dog-like. It's invisible, and it serves a master.
I will totally spend 2 more fate points, or whatever.
Bring it to 11?
To 12.
To 12? Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. You know for a fact...
Just so you know, bringing it to 11 is the... 12 doesn't really help you. It's
the 11.
11, yeah, 11 is the hard, so...
So might as well just spend
just, yeah, just spend
just
one.
Spend one more. Okay. You know for a fact, talking to her about it, that a deva is not just... Deva basically is not a thing that just pops up out of nowhere. A person must be sacrificed, and that person becomes tied to the person who summoned it. Deva Yasna is a summoner, is what it's called. What you do know...
I'm saying all of this, yes. So I don't have to repeat it.
Okay. What you do know is that there was something called a black altar that the ritual is placed upon. Destroy the altar, the link between the deva and the deva yasna is no more.
Blah. So all we have to do is figure out where this black altar is before the deva kills anyone and then brings them back from their own personal...
I start looking through the
pamphlets.
Well,
it seems obvious. It must be at that historical thing.
That I looked through the pamphlets at the historical thing.
Yeah. Looking for a black altar? Nothing that obvious.
they don't put it on the brochure.
Come visitor, picturesque black altar.
Yeah, you look through the brochure.
Hey, did you sell fake blood? Let's not give them that.
It is obviously like there was no real evidence that this guy killed anybody. It's just it was assumed because it was back in the day, 1840. You learn more about the guy. Basically, he was an angry man who wanted to make his own circus. He's actually quoted as saying, "P.T. Barnum, he won't reach anything in life." Basically, he's quoted as like, "I'm going to make the greatest," blah, blah, blah. And basically, it was assumed he went insane and killed a bunch of people who just disappeared. And he pretty much said, like, "No, they're going to be the greatest show on earth. I'm the one that said that first." And he was hanged after that short. Yep.
So, yeah, so I just kind of motioned to Pat, who's driving the RV. Yeah, looks like we're going to check out this. Looks like we're checking out this little historical society. So, team history. Look, team nerd. Okay, we're all going to be in this together. We're going to do this together. We're going to remain together. No splitting up. Let's get this done.
Don't strain your brain cells. We'll handle it.
No problem. Great. Drive.
We're all going to die.
Yeah.
I do so.
In a long enough timeline, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dent says long enough.
Exactly.
All right.
And the RV drives on, smoke coming out from the back window. Choo-choo.
Amazing. You eventually reach the.
I don't think that's
weed
he's smoking. I think that's like the still essence of
actually,
like
it's
Superman.
Actually, it's closed right now. Do you want to? It's closed right now, or do you want to wait till daylight? It's up to you.
Oh, we don't got time to wait.
No, okay. No. Little breaking and entering.
Back peeping.
Mm-hmm.
It's adorable.
Or I could shoot the door locks out.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about that. Okay, lock picky thing. Got it.
Okay.
Six. Nope. I don't know. How tough is this lock?
Seven.
Okay.
Now I can shoot the door locks out.
Okay, so I kind of rattle it, and it seems to jam for a second, and then Dent kind of stands up and faces all of you with his back to the door and says, look, in times of perseverance, in times of problem, you need to persevere. And then he lifts up his heel and bam! Just like kind of kicks it open quietly. Shh. I just unlocked that with my picks. All right, we go in.
All right. You go into a very large Victorian-style house.
Mm-hmm.
Look around. And there's obviously a gift shop, which you're pretty sure is full of dust. No one has ever really gone in there. Pretty sure even when this place is...
Pools.
Yeah.
Nachos?
Yeah. There's sadly no nachos. Basically, yeah, it looks, look at around the place, there has very few visitors. But there's flyers around, like, come enjoy the various areas of the park, etc.
I am taking all of the flyers.
Yeah, yeah, you take all the, actually, give me a low roll, since you're looking at all of them.
Why would, if this place is some sort of crazy black altar in it, why would that guy want us to, like, tell us to come here?
So I think that he's racking up bodies. Victims to start to.
Damn it, this not roll higher than a three.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say he really sucks at it, but we're kind
of
here.
This is enough for this, because... This is something that you have a passing glance at. If you're looking at... Because a lot of it has, like, layers of all the parks in the area. Parks and Rec has a lot of business, for some odd reason, for such a small town. You look at some of the symbols. Actually, a lot of these works are actually fairly recent. Like, in the last few years. A lot of the symbols seem to pertain to various symbols from different religions of death. Everything from the Christian cross to other symbols I forgot the names of, etc., etc. But, if, like, yeah, looking at it from a distance, like... If someone who didn't study this stuff wouldn't really see it, but you do.
Yeah, they would see just random doodles. And yes. It's like, nope, there is a theme here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This person was obsessed with death.
Yes.
Oh, symbols?
Yeah. You would also, yeah, you would
have. I should
that.
Have.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Like,
you didn't pick up the thing.
I know.
Yes.
It's funny.
Yes.
I go to the gift shop and get some nachos.
Okay.
There are no nachos.
There are no nachos.
No, nobody has nachos.
I hate this place. I hate it.
Place in the world. I go to the claw machine.
There is actually a claw machine.
Then I'm now.
I'm basically kind of aimlessly wandering around stuffing ashes into my little bottle necklace.
Okay.
Waiting for someone to point me at something to kill.
You're actually looking around, looking at different pictures, and basically reading some of the biological notes because you're bored.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is geek time.
Right.
And you're actually looking down, you see the Ronson clan has long ago denied their allegations against their father, against their grandsire. Frederick Ronson has actually survived. The last of the line currently is Todd Ronson.
He was the dude at the police station, wasn't he?
Nope, that was a different guy.
Okay.
That was Thomas Radiford.
Oh. Todd Ronson, I don't remember Todd.
I don't think we've met a Ronson
yet.
Okay.
No. And as you read that, you hear behind you a...
Todd Ronson?
You hear a...
I, you know what, Thomas had...
I'm going to go ahead in the town of Haverford.
Yeah.
Would either of our danger senses be going off right about?
Oh, God, yes.
You keep forgetting.
There is danger.
We keep
here.
Forgetting we have that.
Yeah. Something's wrong. Something's very wrong. You've never been so afraid in your life.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to draw my gun and turn around.
Yeah.
And
before
it's Cthulhu.
Yeah. Before you is a very tall, like 6 foot man, hair, thick mustache, Caucasian man staring down at you with a shotgun in your face. When someone goes into a man's home, there are repercussions.
Oh my god, doctor just turns around.
Well, I was under
I
the...
I thought we were, this is the gift shop. What, you guys, what time is it? I thought it was, the place closes at 7. What time is it? Oh, fuck. somebody said it. Nah, man, we're sorry, man. We didn't even know.
We were invited here, and
Jones
the door was
nachos.
Open, so we just walked in.
What was
she was blonde. What's her name? God, it was on the tip of my tongue.
Adeline Newt.
Adeline knew. Yeah, yeah, Adeline. She
gave me a deceivo.
Yeah, totally. Bro, what's that?
Okay, it'd be. I'm influence. Yes, influence. Oh. Yeah, willpower and influence, I'm assuming.
What would be the
word? Covert.
Yeah, oh, good. Sorry. Swag. It's covert. And intelligence? Willpower?
Willpower.
While they're doing that, what would be the role for me to try to pull his gun out of his hands?
Probably grapple.
Grapple?
Yes.
So that's
eight.
What?
Yes.
Unarmed and agility.
He has perception of evil.
No, I understand.
Yeah, okay.
But I got the, what was it, Adeline Newt?
Yeah. So, okay. So it was eight? Actually, no, seven was it. Yeah, so you do. He was like...
I come walking out of the gift shop.
Adeline.
I come walking up. Hey, guys, did you find Adeline? Whoa. What's going on here, sir?
A big miscommunication.
Apparently, I'm going to give him a perception roll.
Okay.
So the grapple is agility plus... What now?
He looks upon you all like... Hmm?
Unarmed.
Unarmed, yes. Actually, yeah, unarmed, sorry. Yeah, grappling, yeah, unarmed.
Because I am going to try and take his gun.
Okay,
away.
Try and take his gun before you do anything.
Okay, unarmed. You only need to take a 10. No.
Yeah. Was that a botch?
That's a 5.
Oh, okay, but he got a 13.
Yeah, that's why I said no.
He literally, you try to take his gun with all your strength, he goes,
Well, you know it's not polite to point a gun at a lady.
Whoa, hey everybody, let's all calm down. Now, I didn't catch your name, sir, but we were invited here by Adeline, and we were told that this would be totally, this response is kind of bogus, man. And I just want to say that we didn't mean to, piss in your Cheerios here. We're just... I'm in grad school, we're all in grad school, and we're doing historical documentation of the neighborhood, and Adeline said that this would be a great time to stop by because there weren't going to be any other customers. Mm-hmm. There is no reason for the gun, but you're making my friend really nervous, because she's from New York, guns are serious.
I'm from Revia.
Thanks!
I'm not a damn Yankees fan.
Oh, I see what I did there.
This was going to be 11, but now it's a 15.
Oh, wow.
Of that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Ron Swanson, sorry.
Yeah.
Todd.
I'm helping.
Yeah. Okay, so this would... Oh, but I get to add a d4 mm-hmm. for a d4 versus social versus like bothered people, like trying to talk them down.
Bothered.
Yeah.
It's a perpetual state for him.
Yeah. whoa!
Okay.
Yeah, so 11, 17.
Nice. See, upon you. I was just bringing up your full unlucky. Potential.
Actually, I forgot about that. Rotten luck. Mm-hmm.
What?
Rotten luck?
Oh, you bastard.
I thought you took it.
No.
Never mind that.
Never mind. Don't forget, it's me.
Oh, it's you.
Right. I thought you did took it. It's like, we all probably
right.
should get that.
No, you're right. So never mind. Yeah. He looks upon you and is like, And slowly puts the gun away.
There we go. Hey, see?
I mean, we can call her if you want. I mean, do you have her phone? I mean, I can just go to that phone there and give me her number?
She's unavailable.
Okay.
For some odd reason, I've been trying to call her for a couple of hours now.
Yeah, maybe we should go. Maybe we should just give her a visit and say that, look, we really appreciate the hospitality, but you know, the guy who lives here was really kind of peeved off.
She's not in her room. She actually lives here. It's kind of sad.
Why is she?
Well, where is she supposed to be then? Like
she lives here.
Well, no, I understand that, but like you said, you have been trying to call us, so like, is she not supposed to be gone? Is there something maybe wrong? Did she get a flat tire? Did she maybe, you know, I don't know, she lose a bet? What's going on?
She would call if there was a problem.
Where does she usually go, man? I mean, like...
She doesn't have much of a life, sadly.
What does she do?
She works here at the Parks and Rec manager.
Okay.
She a woodsy type? She like to go outdoors?
I think Kenzie's just discovered a new TV show.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Are you?
Okay. Well, it's part of a job, but she usually go at night because, you know, it's night. Full of woods.
And if she was going to go out to those woods, whereabouts do you think that she would wander? Just so we can just find her and say, look, thanks a lot, chick, but we can't do this. This is really weird.
We go to JJ Diner.
Well, let me get some maps. Give me a second. I'll show you around the room.
Bang!
Nice. Let me kill him.
Yeah.
All right. So he's going to take a few minutes to look to the back. He leads to a back.
As he's there, I'm going to actually stealth out of this.
Yep.
Okay. Going to her room. I'm going to look around.
Give me a stealth. Go for it.
where are you going?
Okay.
Nowhere.
I can totally understand the whole she's from New York thing, though. My accent has been entirely wretched.
No, not at all. No, it's just that was my character trying to lie. And totally.
Honestly, I just. I should have given you one for that.
I was helping, is what I was doing.
Yep. Yeah. I would have given you two or less. But anyway,
that's just the wrong thing to lie about.
I'm going to say he's distracted up. That's fine. Right. Yeah, you're able to covertly.
Yeah, I'm making up too. I'm going to look for a room that has, I don't know, her name tag on it, or just looks like
it does in bright, bold letters, golden.
Okay, yeah, I look in there.
All right, it is an office / bedroom,
and basically, that's sad.
Yeah, it is. Basically, yeah, there's maps all over the place of like different parts of the town with symbols and stuff like that. Give me a lore roll.
Symbols or just lore?
Lore. No, symbols would also work. Yes.
All right, so D8.
This will be
And intelligence. We need another D12 because this thing's awful. Can we have another D12? We rolled literally.
This is not much better, but there you go.
Yeah. Does it roll anything else? That's the fifth.
Yeah, can I just roll this?
Yeah, again? You can re-roll that.
Oh, now it comes up with a 9.
Yeah,
okay. Better. Which one was that? What did it roll? This one.
I didn't see.
13.
That's fine. Yeah, you start looking over different symbols and stuff like that, and looking over her notes. Obviously, death symbols everywhere, set around certain places.
Which is really creepy, because this place is covered in pink and gold letters.
Okay. But you see that some of the symbols are really focused around a certain area. It's a wide swath area, though. Nothing specific that you can see.
All right, I look at her bookshelf for anything like diary, nori, what?
Does anything look like an altar?
Yeah. Anything, does anything look like
nothing
an altar?
There looks like an altar. Even although the table is mahogany. It's very fancy, but it's not an altar of death.
Of course. I wonder who made it. I am also...
Tell that to the rainforest!
I'm looking for in our bookshelves or any religious books or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, all of them. And basically, you skim through some books like underline death, various religions about how undead arise and stuff like that.
Okay.
All the things, all the books.
She clearly is a fan. And
including all of the Dr. Seuss books she has.
Anything hidden? Like out of the bed?
There's a lot of death in those. Oh, you just weren't looking at the right ones.
Please, for the data?
Nope. Actually, give me a perception test.
While that's happening to Zeus, I'm downstairs socially networking whatever shotgun McInterface. So I'm like chatting to him, but then like we're walking around.
15.
And I'm having the rest of the team, like, he'll, like, swivel his vision in my direction, and then they'll scatter and look for the dark altar, and then he'll turn back around, and they'll be right back where they were for a second, so we're...
Not in her room, but as you're heading out, you see the door to Todd Ronson's room is open. And you do see, he's a gun nut, obviously. You also see what looks like various... Those are trophies. But you're pretty sure those are pieces of what used to be vampire teeth, other types of monsters. This guy's a hunter.
I'm running downstairs.
Okay.
Guys!
Okay.
Yeah. Where were you?
Bathroom.
He had to pee like you wouldn't believe.
We're hunters?
You're hunters?
We're hunters.
What's the matter with you?
We're hunters, and you're a hunter. He has a whole bunch of stuff, like, just hanging on his wall, which is... kind of creepy.
But please let me hit him just a little. Please let me hit him just a little.
Okay. You're all hunters?
Yeah. Take out the two that I just pulled out of the vampire and flick it to him.
Official hunter membership card.
It says member since.
he slowly puts his gun down. He was still holding the gun the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He's like, he slowly puts his gun down to a more comfortable position.
Mm-hmm.
Still ready to snap at somebody.
Yeah.
All right. So why are you really here?
Because we think your blonde friend is actually a Deva.
No, a David Yasna. The Deva is the cat.
Yeah.
The thing that she just said.
Right, yeah.
What she
Deva,
said.
What the hell is a Deva Yasna?
Well, a Deva is a creature from Zoroastrianism mythology. It's invisible. It's like a cat.
Ah, she's the book. I gotcha.
And a Deva Yasna is the person that summons one of them.
Why would you think she's doing anything like that?
Well, because we know that there's a Deva Yasna running around.
Because
here.
We just killed a giant vampire monster who said some blonde bitch turned him into basically some kind of super vampire, like from the movies.
Passion.
Yeah, that thing.
She turned into a super vampire?
Well, he's dead now. See, I actually got part of him right here, but he's dead now.
All
right.
It could be. Well, that's a good piece.
Yeah, isn't it? I got the bottle. You know, I like this variety story.
Greatest, gayest, that mortal. Hey, I have respect for women. Unlike this show.
I mean, it could be.
I definitely recommend it because you can wear it with anything. Mm-hmm. You can wear
with mortal enemy. Mortal enemy.
Of course. Naturally. Yeah.
That's it. Feels so good, doesn't it? I just won werewolf.
What?
He's progressing the plot. We're just going to keep breaking the fourth wall until we get this scene done.
I'm making allies.
We're getting
the
scene done. No, it's fine. We've done an entire episode where we just nothing about that because
that's fun to play.
She looks like she's really dedicated, and I get that. And what's that called? The
Zoroastrianism.
It's all about what's it all about again? Like,
it's actually
life and death, and is there maybe redemption?
Oh no, that's...
she's trying to maybe this is a botched.
She seems very focused on it.
Were there other types of monsters?
Yeah, there was an Indian woman. I give him the name.
From the Iroquois tribe.
Uh-huh. Iroquois tribe.
Native American. Get it right.
Oh, I really just thought you said it was. I thought you said it was Indian, as in like they were from India.
No, the woman is Native American.
Yeah.
Okay,
the
vampire
we just killed is
Indian.
He's Indian. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Seriously. Okay. Native American and Indian, and then there was a Chinese man who hopped a lot.
It's actually a Chinese legend. Mm. If you die in a certain way, you come back as a very specific type of zombie who likes to hop.
Okay. We set him on fire too.
Yeah. Fire's a thing with us.
Okay, burn beautiful. Beautiful.
Fire tends to work with everything, honestly.
So where's your blonde friend? Because everybody's in a lot of danger.
Oh no, she's stupid. Why? And he starts heading to another part of the house, actually.
And we're following him. guys, we're going on the tour right now. Come on.
You go to another side room. There's actually a candlestick there, and he presses it down. A door, panel opens up and stares head downstairs.
Stately Wayne Manor. All right.
You head downstairs and
this is on the 60s version where it would be a little pole.
There are no poles in Wayne Manor. At least this version. Anyway, you head downstairs and there's obviously...
Who's Fanny? I say as I point towards like a woman on the wall.
We don't talk about Fanny anymore. Anyway, you head downstairs.
A woman, a bitch.
You head downstairs, and it's basically a basement area, but with, like, this is a hunter's dream. Books everywhere. None of them really read. He probably just gazes at it. Books of all, guns of all sorts, knives, cutting equipment.
I start picking up the books.
I have
read
all the
like,
guns.
Yeah.
I'm picking the books up off the floor. This is no way to treat this. This is literature.
This is a nice caliber. Where'd you get this? This is nice work.
I know this guy. He's really awesome. I'll hook you up.
You're going to have to get me his name.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm still not seeing any nachos down here.
He looks upon you, turns a corner, nachos.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'll be busy.
Every hunter should have nachos. Not that you do any of that drug stuff, right?
Nope.
Oh, him, no.
Looks around at the guns.
Nah,
really, nothing that wasn't prescribed by a doctor. Okay. Nothing that wasn't prescribed by a doctor.
I had some weed here, but if you're not interested,
So your blonde friend, the one that we have to kill with your assistance, she's a huge danger. She is dragging people back from the hereafter and making them worse. We got attacked by a flying head, a hopping zombie, and a vampire times two. Double vampire.
Yeah.
So,
did I mention he was dead?
Yeah.
It could be a botched punishment.
It's not a botched anything.
What is it? What's going on here?
You read the brochure about my... great 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 grandfather, Frederick Bronson.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to.
They did.
Yeah, you know he's tried to.
Read.
Yeah.
I can read. Things. I just choose not to.
That's the path. We claim the family for generations, claiming he didn't do those horrible things. He did. We're just trying to save the family name.
Oh.
He was apparently trying to perform some sort of ritual. He was really into the circus. He really wanted to make a business. P.T. Barnum with his circus, making so much money. He was angry about that, and he thought, I can beat a Sweeney's animals.
So he wanted a circus without the animals? So who would the clowns torture?
Freaks!
No, okay. The clowns would be tortured by the undead creatures he summons. He thought he could control them. Just required some
sacrifices, you know.
Sounds like fun for the whole family.
Oh, yeah. Fun times. He was real psycho. At one point, he... I'm not proud of this, but my family found a lot of dead bodies. But none of them for the ritual. Like, he was doing something separate for that. For this one, they were just a lot of dead people. At least 20 or so people we found. People from all walks... People from all walks, people no one would miss in a cave. He left them there to starve to death. What he was going to do them, we're not 100% sure. We took his notes. We were tempted to burn them, but just in case we would need them, in case something rose, we kept them. Now, Adeline was actually attacked by a werewolf once. She didn't get cut or anything. I saved her life, and ever since then, she's been into this stuff. I thought she'd be the book. You understand? Read the books, I hunt the monsters. But recently, these last couple of years, she's been someplace else. She's read some of these books. She's got her own stuff. Now she's doing something else. I don't know. Whenever I talk to her about it, she's like, no, I've got a plan. This because town is dying, essentially. We're losing people slowly. She thought it was a plan to bring business. I have no idea what it was. But now, apparently... Yeah.
Oopsie.
You said that your ancestor kept notes and your family still has them?
Yeah.
I would like to see those, please.
He points you to a bookcase.
And you said, did you find a black altar anywhere?
Maybe in that cave?
Because in the cave in the woods,
the
maybe?
The death of those people, they were used to fuel the black altar. It's mm-hmm. it's sometimes used basically, it's an anchor for death itself, I believe. That's what some cultures believe.
Mm-hmm. You would need some sort of folk way to focus energies. Unless he starts actually looking at the park stuff like, how did I not notice that before?
What?
The symbols in the park configuration and stuff like that.
She's making a giant target.
Ley lines.
Yeah. Ley lines.
Yeah.
And salt lines.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, I know where the cave is.
Well, then what are we waiting for?
Let me get my guns. And there's a montage.
And it's a 10-minute montage.
10-minute montage of getting various type of guns. Most of them highly illegal. But why not?
Something that he's made for himself.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy's going to love when 3D printers show up.
Oh, yeah. Tiffany will happily be his gun assistant. Okay.
While the gun nuts are having their day, I am going to shove a bunch of highly explosive things probably off of a desk and spread out all the notes and start studying them.
Okay, give me a lore roll.
Let me know there's a 10-minute montage of just me eating nachos.
Let's see. Give me a covert role.
I love how you're...
Covert plus agility. No, for something else.
What, me?
Yes.
I love how Angela's action scene is her reading.
Actually, then never mind.
Yeah.
Finally, 11,
it's
the 16, 20. I learn all the things.
You start looking through his notes. About the it's mainly about yeah you know the location everything like that. But you also notice about the 20 starved people, and basically when he's talking about that, there's a lot of Japanese death symbolism there. Yeah, let me get the notes for it.
We're gonna have a lot of jumping people.
No, that was Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's more in many different cultures.
Frog zombies.
No, I thought it was the Oni too. Actually,
The Oni.
Yeah, Oni or Japanese.
Actually, that myth is shared across numerous Asian cultures.
I think it's a Malaysian thing. I thought that the floating head was I forget what it's called, but it basically...
Yeah, no, there's also different legends about headless monsters across different...
Yeah, this particular one, I heard about it in Buffy, basically pulls out its spinal column and trailing along for the head to go hunting. Yep. And then it
that's pretty cool.
Right. Yeah,
it's reminding you of a monster called a Gasha Dokuro. It is essentially a monster, a giant bone skeleton made of...
Those are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
out of character.
I think that's a professional opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Those things are out there, dude.
Yeah, okay. Made of the bones of starved victims.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
That's
according to legend, you don't know how true it is, they are 15 times the size of a regular man.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. Fucked up thing about the other character. Okay. Fucked up thing about them is that they are also they have this uncanny ability to sneak up on you. Even though they are gigantic bone monsters, and you're like... Holy fuck! You gotta get that. And he's like,
yeah. Oh shit! It's that robot on X-Men cartoon.
Oh, the Sentinels.
Yes. Yeah. The very first episode of the X-Men cartoon, there's a Sentinel just like this up against the side of a house.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. She's like, I'm going home. I hope no one knows me. And she's running away, and it's like a Sentinel's just like,
wait, like the Transformers when they're hiding from the kids' parents in the first awful movie.
Yeah. All right. It's the one.
Good to know. Okay, so that'll happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Do, 15 times the size of a person.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
It's probably, and legends tend to exaggerate things, but it's still going to be it's giant
gonna
be size.
It's going to be much larger.
Yeah.
It's much, okay. much larger.
That's what she said.
And of course, the most important part, any knowledge of a weakness.
Run?
I was going to say, it's a skeleton monster. It doesn't have a weakness.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you can ask Jesus one yes or no question.
I can. I've been debating whether...
But I don't know how to narrow it down.
Yeah, it'd be like, is its weakness fire?
No, shucks.
Is it going to kill us all?
No, it would be, does it actually have a weakness that I can research and find?
That's not a bad one.
Yes.
Yes, books! Save the day again! Guess what, guys? I get to read more.
Dun, dun, dun. Just like more enough grabbing books.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're like doing one-armed push-ups over a book, like reading it.
Books.
Mm-hmm.
Books, books, books. Books, books, books.
Yeah, Nancy okay, Reagan would love this episode.
Yeah, okay, so...
I'm sure she would. Yeah, she would love here, the episode with the honey clam, yes.
Mm-hmm. I am going to, in Pat's and my like twin speak, I'm going to run him through what's going on with the Gasha Dokuru. I think we need to send everybody else over there in the RV. We have the RV's number. We're going to stay here with all of the books. I just look in awe at all this huge bookshelf. And we'll call them when we know exactly what's happening with this monster.
Babe, where we're going, there are no paragraphs. Just words. Get out, okay?
Everyone just stares.
It's like mid-nacho.
All right, yeah. Okay, then we're going to pack up and bring, what's his face? The mustachioed shotgun man.
Todd Ronson.
Todd Ronson.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so Todd, we're going to jump into this RV, and then we're going to go down to that cave, and then Team Research is going to give us a ring-a-ding on your
RV. Could we disrupt the symbol that she's been constructing? Hmm? What happened if we destruct the symbol that she...
Disrupt the... Oh, you mean like destroy the parks?
Yeah, destroy a park.
How are you going to destroy a park?
We have fire.
The same way we destroy everything else.
Give me a lore roll.
Wait, lore symbols I'm going to use because it's a symbol. Mm-hmm. Intelligence?
Yes.
Where's that great intelligence roller now?
Hmm. Nice.
17.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah, you guys are really making up for lost time on that.
Okay. If you do that, basically, you're going to have to attack multiple places at the same time. But she's also going to sense you're doing that. Mm-hmm. It's going to send something after you. Most likely a Deva.
Okay. So if you... But what happens if we do that?
Mm-hmm. Some of that energy may be disrupted. You're not exactly sure what would happen. Either A, she loses control, or B, it stops.
Yeah, as you guys are leaving, I say, wait a minute. And I said, if we disrupt some of the lines that she's creating a symbol... We don't know. It won't destroy the bone monster, because mm-hmm. we'll be researching on that one for you guys. Mm-hmm. But it would either stop what she is doing, or she'd lose control
There's
of what she's
a
doing.
A small possibility that she'll lose control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Small possibility.
Of the Daisha, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Of everything.
No, you know that the symbolism is just for the raising of the dead. The Deva itself... is summoned by sacrificing on the black altar.
Oh, okay. So basically, she loses control of the undead.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that's what we want. 15 story tall giant bone monster out of control.
Yeah, actually, I kind of do want that. Out of game. I do want that.
Yeah. It characters and
or it could stop. It.
I could drive. I could just steal. We could just steal a wrecking ball.
Mm-hmm. Sure choice. I mean,
it's like hardcore bowling.
The thing is, the moment we start disrupting a park. We would be, it's not like just, you know, running a foot over a line. It is destroying a park. And she'd probably know that something's going on and try to stop us. Mm-hmm. And that's when it would get bad. But if we are going to destroy a park, I would probably go for this one right here.
Is there a focal point in the park where all of the energies kind of mix?
That would most likely be one of the most largest the parks. Mm-hmm. The one that's... I would most likely go to one of the newer ones, something small, like the smallest park they have in here.
Mm. Okay. Yes.
This one is the... It is literally the smallest park. That is what they're bragging. The smallest park in America. It is as big as one of those islands... On a street. It's a gag.
That sounds great.
You would literally need to blow that up.
But you could literally almost just blow it over with a deep breath.
Yeah. Yes. And you guys will be probably she will probably try to stop you. But don't worry. Team Research is going to be here. And we're going to be researching to help you.
Feel better already.
Yeah. All right. Let's go destroy the smallest park in the United States. Mm-hmm. That just came really easy to me. All right, let's do it.
Yep.
I'm driving.
All right.
It's fine with me.
And we're going to stay and research.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Keep the line free, guys. I only got a couple minutes left on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's $80 a minute. We're going to go over to tiny park is.
The tiny park is actually in the middle of town.
Oh, boy.
Roads all over the place.
Great.
Mm.
Great butcher shop.
I'm looking through our...
Is it called Try My Tasty Meat?
Yes, it is.
I'm looking through our costumes.
Family owned for generations.
Yeah.
I'm handing out utility workers' uniforms.
Okay.
I figure we got the best chance of destroying this place if it looks like we work for Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
So not utility workers' uniforms, but overalls, like blue overalls. Yeah, but then you get to fight a demon, probably, so.
I suppose you'll win some, you'll lose some.
Yeah, the doctor looks in the mirrors like Parks and Rec uniform, like, first time red eyes actually fit the costume, man.
There you go.
Sweet.
I didn't know your eyes were ever any other color.
Once.
And now we get flashback
to 15-minute
reminisce. So like the wondering, like, I'm out of weed. The fuck, man?
Amazing. Okay, yeah. So
let's. I'm gonna have to roll that traumatic flash just.
Okay, so yeah. When we get there, we need something big to topple over whatever it is. Do we have any small detonations or small charges or a grenade or? Gasoline, I guess. Mm-hmm. Gasoline is going to have to do it.
Gasoline's probably just going to burn it, though. It's not really going to, blow it up. What you're looking for is something more like maybe C4, ammo. Mm-hmm. We don't usually keep that stuff lying around. However...
What's his name again?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Todd Ronson.
Todd.
Yeah.
I saw some of your pictures. You dressed as a soldier back there. Do you have a grenade?
He looks at you, that's the stupidest question you ever said in your entire life. Of course.
A grenade?
He opens up his vest. Whoa! Domestic terrorism.
All right. So I've got American and everything else. Choose wisely.
I got American and American.
We'll take the American.
Of course.
All right. So all we need to do is take two of those, thread some string in between them, bury them deep, pull the string while we're in the van, and get the hell out of there.
Or we can just use my claymores.
Or we could just use claymores.
Or C4. I have some C4 in the back.
Oh,
as well.
C4. C4 is lovely stuff.
All right.
Okay.
C4. I don't know why you picked grenades, though.
Yeah, you want the C4.
Yeah, you want the C4.
Ampho's good, but Ampho's loud. It's got a punch to it. It kind of punches you in the gut. I don't know about middle of town. I mean, I love a good Ampho as much as the next girl. Don't get me wrong.
C4.
We need probably some door charges instead. I mean, we're just cutting down a tree, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, you can go through a steel wall in most cases. I mean, you should be able to go through a tree, but put it around in a circle or something like that.
Hey, if we're lucky, we'll even get a nice clean cut of that.
That'd be nice.
That'd be boss.
I need some firewood. That could really help.
That'd be boss.
Yeah.
So we'll take these and these. And I'm driving. What we can probably do is we can just maybe act like we're doing some maintenance, like on the trees, like like those tree cut up people. I don't know, they cut the trees. They do. I don't know what they do. They do something with the trees, but we can do something with the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll cut down this lovely tree. And I mean, if you got a pickup, you want to come haul it away after. Well, that's completely up to you.
I've got a truck for that.
Fine, great. Everybody
is that the 80s version of Gun It? Is there an app for that?
Yeah, essentially.
Got a truck for that. Great. Everybody just grab a spade or a shovel, and then we'll put some C4 in there, and then we'll detonate and bust out, and hope that team research gets back to us with enough info as to how to finish this off and take out that Black Halter.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, actually, we've stopped researching. I've impressed her so much, we're just getting it on.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
All right. So I'm going to say, since they're researching, you guys eventually head to the the lonely little tree park. Mm-hmm. It's literally just a tree in a tiny square space.
Well, that's the lamest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Smallest tree in America. Smallest park in America. Giant sign.
Okay. Let's do this.
Sign is bigger than the park.
I was just going to say the sign is bigger than the park.
Okay. So we hop out and we get this shit going. I don't see a demolition skill, so I'm going to let Todd, whatever his name is.
Yeah, he has experience. He's able to set it up no problem. So I'm just going to let that fly.
Okay. Yeah, we're just going to all be in the van ready to go and detonate and get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Tell me if you want me to roll anything.
No, there's no roll for this because, you know, he just goes click. Yep. The tree just shatters apart.
Okay.
Okay.
I was hoping for a nice clean cut. That's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Don't see her. We should inside go. The truck.
It's coming from inside the...
That's not good.
Who's in the back?
That would probably be me.
Yeah. You see a hot breath on your skin.
Danger sense?
That's true. You would have that. As soon as the tree blows up, you feel something happening next to you. But it's invisible. You don't see anything, but you feel something.
Okay, so my character's just sitting there really calm for a second. Good team. Good job, team. And then he just, in one fell swoop, takes out a bowie knife and stabs midair next to it.
What the hell are you doing?
Very nice. And since it's a surprise, it's going to be a 3. All right. For difficulty.
Okay, so that's a D8 plus a D6. Mm-hmm. Like a D6. All right.
Roll it like a boss.
Eight, that's going to be 5 damage.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a scream.
Okay, so that's damage, but my knife does D2W. What does that mean?
D2W. I think that adds to the damage, right?
Yeah,
I think so. So you actually add an extra D2.
So 5 and then roll a D2.
Yeah,
roll
a D2.
Whatever. Roll.
So a D4 divided by 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
So
That's a 4. 2, sorry.
Yeah, so
2. So 5, 6, 7.
Okay. So 7 damage. You hear a massive scream from the back. And a growl, and all of a sudden, like, the side door bursts open as whatever it was just escapes.
Mary's name was that.
I'm going to try to hold on to the knife.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. So and I start yelling, it's a Guggen, it's a demon, it's a demon panther, demon panther.
Give me a strength roll, strength plus grappling.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Sweet, just got the alert the demon that has sent PDF is
nice.
Available.
Ooh. Very nice.
2.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
You hold on to the knife. Uh-huh. As he starts running out into the street.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I want. That's what I want.
All right. You see, just hear as that's running, and you basically, I'm going to say you take because you rolled so low.
Mm-hmm. That's not athletics; it's grappling.
Or you could either
unarmed combat.
Yeah, unarmed combat.
Okay, no, that'd still be 2. Okay. Yeah.
So basically, because you rolled so poorly and it had essentially exceptional success, you're going to take 2 life point damage.
Okay.
As basically you're bashing into buildings and... Yep. I would say trees, but there's only one tiny park. And you blew
there was a tree. Yep.
There was a tree. So buildings in the road as you're trying to hold on to the thing.
Okay.
Can I jump out of the driver's seat and run after it to try and kick the invisible air that seems to be dragging him around?
Yeah, you do have running, so that's allowed.
Yeah.
In this case.
Okay, well then that's probably what athletics and strength, I guess.
Yes. No, agility plus...
Agility.
Yes, plus running.
Running, yes. Yeah. So 2 tens. Daniel's hoarding all the dice.
Yes, I am. I do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go screaming after and try to kick the thin air where I estimate the thing possibly
roll
might
it.
Be. 13, I think. Isn't that 0's tens?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to roll. Actually, that's... Where's that D12 I had? Not there. 4. And I'll show this D6 for this. I went out of D6s. There we go. Rolling very poorly. Yeah, basically you hit it, hits the side, just also starts screaming and starts shaking around.
Oh, well, that probably didn't help you all that much.
No! Okay. Stop helping! Yeah, okay.
You lose another life.
Well, you
point.
Could,
you smash into another building.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So it's still running off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to try to stab it more, or like twist the knife, I guess.
Okay. I'll go for it. Give me an unarmed. Or melee, sorry.
It's okay. So 8 plus 6. Seven.
I would mind some dinner.
Seven?
Yeah.
All right. We'll
figure it out.
Who's his body? The strength plus 6. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're being really quiet. It's just because your character's a little stunner.
Really? Mm-hmm. 4. Yeah, you twist the knife even more.
Yeah, we're getting
sweet.
Like, Munchie's body.
12. So 7
yeah.
plus 2, so
yeah.
that was a 9.
Yeah.
I don't know how much damage that would do.
It was 9?
Oh, actually, I need to roll a d4 to see how much damage.
Mm-hmm.
So 1. So that was 6.
6 damage. Okay, yeah. So you cause that much damage to it. It just goes
mm-hmm.
pain.
Okay.
It just goes pain.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just screaming out, angry. And actually, now that you're in the middle, roll initiative.
Oh boy!
Yep.
My character takes off down the street on an invisible animal, stabbing it, screaming, "Little help! Little help!"
The character is like, "How much of this have I had again?"
Is this heat rolling an inch, or am I rolling it too?
Both of you. Okay. Both of you are.
Well, technically, I would too because I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're running off. Do you have running?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you're not.
You are in a van.
You are in a van, though.
Mm-hmm. I have no drive either.
Yeah, but I always thought drive was like, well, at least the way it works in World of Darkness is if
you can drive, but
I can drive, but I'm also like, I'd be trying to chase after you guys. Like, I'm stoned enough to think it's a good idea. But,
I got 10.
Mm-hmm.
10, all right.
Sweet. Leave the descent. Fuck yeah, this is what I'm running for you, folks. All right.
Yeah.
All right,
what'd you get?
9. Sorry.
Get my download. All
right. All right, the creature is going to arc its back like a cat and basically try to grab for the knife with your hand on it.
Great, of course.
Yep.
Of course it is. That's gross.
And since it's using its mouth things, it does more damage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to do... Fuck you, guys. 11.
Okay, now, what do I roll? I roll...
Defense. Something. So it's basically you can try... actually, because you're trying to work through the pain. Or, mm-hmm. How are you trying to avoid this?
Yes. If I can roll my vitality, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
That sounds ideal.
You're going to be in pain, but you're going to be able to hold on.
That's fine.
More damage.
That is fine.
Okay, so vitality plus...
if you're trying to hold on, that might be... Discipline would be a
problem. Oh, discipline, yes. Yes, discipline would work.
Oh, holy shit. Okay, that's awesome. Do we have a d12 somewhere?
Yeah, we do. Right there.
Oh,
13.
Yep, you work through the pain.
Yep.
Actually, I think... is that a succession? Yeah, I'm going to say that's a succession. So basically, you don't even take any damage. It's like... Ugh!
Okay, great.
Sway.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. Not a problem. All right.
Nice kitty! Nice kitty!
All right. Tiffany.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try and leap on top of a thing as well.
Okay.
Well, it can't carry all of us, right?
Give me a grapple check.
demon cat. I mean, yeah. Like,
demon
it's like,
cat.
Give me a grapple like check.
Okay. Unarmed plus agility, correct?
This cat is rolling the worst.
Excellent.
Finally has our luck.
Yeah.
11.
You beat it.
That's
so yeah, basically, yeah, you're now grappling, holding on for dear life.
I hate cats.
All right. Dent.
All right. More twisty stabby.
All right, roll it.
All right. Twisty stabby, eh? We've played this game before.
That's not a knife. This is it. Well, no. I see what I did there.
Tissue squish into it. Just a touch of the kitty out of this, but you are so cute.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, 11.
Oh, I forgot he has tough.
Well,
now you know he has tough. I need a d8. Excuse me. There we go. Uh-huh.
Thing.
Okay. So what'd you roll?
11.
Okay. Hey, oh, now you roll less. Thank you very much. 16.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. It doesn't cause any damage, basically. It's like his flesh is changing around the knife now.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Now it's going to go. Now it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now it's going to try to pull you off.
Mm-hmm.
5, 9, 17.
Okay. Wow. Whoa, where'd the extra die come from?
Yeah, I forget it had tough. Well, actually, no.
Tough has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. I'm going to re-roll that because it's going to roll bite the claw again. 2 plus 10.
Hooray!
Yep.
So I'm going to try to tough it out again.
Okay.
In which case, it's going to be 2. And plus
yeah.
a...
Yeah, d12 plus d6.
Mm-hmm.
So you can...
Yeah.
D6 well, no, discipline.
Oh, discipline, yes.
Yeah. 2 plus... Oh, that sucks. 5, 7. Yeah, that's it. 7.
Okay. So you don't tough it out?
No, I do not play by
the. Okay. Basically, yeah, he quickly is able with his teeth, finally able to like just pull the knife out.
Okay.
And you start rolling on the ground and it starts shaking itself.
Okay.
You can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, give me perception tests. Difficulty. I'm going to say 7 because it's hurt.
Okay. Would this be an intuition check, or is this like an
actually individual? Intuition would also work? Yes.
Okay. Oh, and alertness. Mm-hmm. So alertness.
I got a 6. Twice.
8, 1, 9.
Yeah. From its footsteps, from its heavy breathing, it is mm-hmm. obviously very hurt and obviously slower than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
This thing's a monster, but you did get a good stab at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I look around for an improvised, anything sharp, anything I can stab this thing with. Because it has my knife. Guys, the demon cat has a knife.
Give me a perception test.
Mm-hmm. Shit just got real.
Just about, alertness. Plus, 8.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, there's a hardware store nearby.
Okay, I look over at Tiffany. Keep it busy, and I run off to the hardware store.
Yeah, thanks for the tip. All
right.
So I'm still on top of the thing. Yeah. I'm going to try and stab it with my stake mm-hmm. that I have.
Okay.
So that's
you're giving the demon cat a stake? Are you insane?
Yeah, it's a nice tasty steak.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's going to be 10 and a 10. So that's 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then do I roll a D2 for the damage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you also roll an extra D2 for the damage.
Okay, like after or with it?
Mm-hmm. With it.
Okay, so should I re-roll that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want to, yes.
Okay.
I'll allow.
Um,
21.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. That's unfortunate for you, Daisy.
That is an exceptional success. How do you kill it?
Well...
Which is the favorite phrase in Fandible.
It's usually, how does it kill you?
That I would like... I would, of course, be swinging... You know, blind legs can't really see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I would like to hit it straight through the neck and have blood and disgusting it squirt everywhere.
Oh, does
that's
it squirt?
That's another thing.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, yeah. Just squirts blood and whatever... demon cat is. Apparently the insides are nice and visible. Because it squirts black ooze.
Oh,
yeah. Black
just from nowhere.
Yeah. Black ooze all over your body and you feel like a poof onto the ground.
I lose more outfits this way.
And actually some of it sprays right at the sign for the guides to the water park called Squirt It.
They really are deviants in this entire place. They got a pervert. They didn't realize. What should we name it? Let's name the baseball diamond hard on. Oh, you're gonna let me do it?
Yeah.
I killed it. It's dead.
Yep. And as the black, you feel the black goose. All of a sudden, you hear. You see. Basically, you see the thing as you get off the thing. You're full of black goose. You see him. What are you rushing out with?
Chainsaw.
You see him chucking out the chainsaw, and also here. And basically, you just drop to the ground as whatever you're on top of just disappears.
I run over the chainsaw above my head. Yeah!
I'm covered in disgustingness,
mm-hmm.
but it's dead.
I offer a hand to help you up and kind of look at the chainsaw despondent.
You're ready at the mask.
Totally at his all. Like, yeah, but in a butcher's outfit. Like,
it's all right, Dad. It's a nice chainsaw. You keep it for later.
Yeah, I guess.
You'll get your chance to use the chainsaw.
Guys, we just found its weakness. It's a chainsaw.
Luke got his nachos.
Yeah, Luke drives up at like a nice, slow pace so as not to attract the fuzz.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because he's high. So, guys need a ride?
Yeah, throw the chainsaw in the back and stomp. All right, and we take off. Any word from team research yet?
Both of you give me lore rolls.
Okay, lore. Mm-hmm. Great lore. Since I'm not looking up symbols, I'm looking up how to kill this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, intelligence. It's this one again.
Mm-hmm.
You never found those missing Doritos, did you?
I fucking hate this one, man. I knew it. It's like, no, Billy, come on, don't be ridiculous. Five.
Yeah, he's got the one that's good. The one that has the green in it.
You can re-roll that if you want.
No. Right. I made my decision. Angela, don't make the same mistake I did.
All right.
So I get to I'm using cryptozoology at this point.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, yes, 12 plus 2, and actually I'm going to step it up so I get a d4.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to know how to kill this. And I do need the other d12.
Okay.
So, yes, and then I'm going to re-roll this. Or no.
Mm-hmm.
So I can have one of them.
All right.
I'm rolling 4 dice in a Cortex game, everybody.
Yes. Yeah,
and nice.
I
don't know what that means. But
yeah.
That's a lot of dice
10,
in any game, man.
Mm-hmm.
3, and so that can't roll less than 2 because I paid for it.
So 15.
Mm-hmm. So 15.
Nice. 4. So you get the formidable...
All right, that works. You know there is one definite way to unsummon the spirit, because this is a massive bone monster.
Mm-hmm. Nuclear bombs.
Yeah. Which is apparently silent somehow. You will need, A, to say some words in Japanese. And anyone can do that. But you'll also need to create a charm to place upon the leg of the beast. To do it, to create it, you must have a Shinto priest.
Where's the sushi restaurant? I've seen this episode.
There's sadly no sushi restaurant.
All right, so...
sushi isn't really a thing yet.
Yeah, really.
Shinto priest. Is there a... I go to the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
I look for a Shinto priest.
Mm-hmm.
I look.
Oh yeah, like in the Yellow Pages, yeah. Houses of Worship.
Houses of Worship. Mm-hmm. Not that. Sushi restaurants. Not that. Asian restaurants, mm-hmm. Not that. Asian markets. Asians. Just,
yeah,
then,
fish
yeah.
market. We're
fish
in
markets.
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah, I am going down the line.
Alright, you look through everything. There's not really... There is a very, very small Japanese community in this town. Then there is a place where there is stuff for the Shinto religion. And there is a head priest, who, by the way, is named Haruki Dawson.
God damn Can we just spin over to, like, you know, him hearing, knock, 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 knock. And it's like him just like walking out in the opening of the door. Hi, Mr. Dawson. Hear me out. Sir, I know that you aren't happy with me, and we've really given you some issue not to, but we require your aid. It's whatever attacked your wife and came after your daughter in your home is trying to do the same with everyone else in this city, and it won't stop with me. After it's destroyed me and everyone else, it's going to come back and try to finish the job. So we need your help, please.
Difficulty 7.
By the way, I also kind of hit your lawn gnome on the way. I am so sorry, Seth.
Difficulty 23. She gave him that lawn gnome.
She painted it by hand.
With her blood and tears.
Yeah.
As she was dying.
Oh, very nice.
8.
He slowly opens the door. Do you know who did this?
We know that it's a...
Agasha Dakuru.
Giant bone spirit?
Yeah.
You know it.
Of course I know it.
We got to drink everything on the threshold.
Phil?
No. Okay.
We need you to bless a charm that we've made. And yeah, listen, a head of your deceased wife flew through your window and attacked us with a tongue. Clearly this is a real thing going on now. So, yes, there's a giant bone monster, and we'd really appreciate your help.
The whole town would.
I just cleaned the floor. All right.
Well, you don't have to... This won't make a mess.
Let me see the charm.
Yeah, I give him the charm.
It's filled with glitter.
Why is it filled with glitter?
We had to improvise. It says, you know, the shimmering of the sunlight. We didn't have any essence of...
Sunlight.
So we use glitter because lights. It should work. Theoretically.
Let me turn on the faucet. And he turns around. <It's> upstairs. Alright, that happens. And eventually...
Oh, he turned on his faucet a little bit. Psst, psst. I was just trying to... No. Oh, please, God, no. No.
Okay.
No.
I will promise to never come back again if you just help us.
Don't make promises like that yet. We don't know what else is going to happen.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is too good for me. All right, so yeah, we're waiting for a charm.
All right, yeah, and eventually, are you going to wait for them to finish the charm, or are you going to go after the beast?
Oh, we have to call. Well, we're also going to call them from
okay. To let them know.
Okay, so what are you guys going to do once you get the call? Call them up.
It's you because I'm trying to fix the plumbing.
Yeah,
you're the tech guy. This should be okay for you.
The child actually comes up to you, like, murderer.
I'm not a murderer. Hey, listen. It's kind of like when you realize. It's like when you realize Santa wasn't real. It's like
you killed Santa.
No, he's not even real. Your parents have been lying to you. No, your parents are lying. He's not existent. Oh,
that was such a great analogy.
It's kind of like when your parents would lie to you about Santa. Santa's not real. I will give you $20 if you don't tell your parents I did this.
Parents.
Well, technically, you are adopted, right?
All right.
I think Dan was right. I need to stockpile like salt up because when this girl dies, they will haunt me. Like, I'm the guy they're going to.
Yeah. So she calls the phone and. So you guys are in the front, you know, because I'm no longer driving. I pick up the phone. I'll have two large pies and extra pepperoni.
The pizza place doesn't call you.
Yeah, isn't that fucked up, man? Should be the other way around.
They can make a lot more money that way.
That would be, seriously, someday, future, man. Yeah. Sup?
Well, until then, in order to make sure that future can happen, we have a charm to put on the Gasha Dakuru.
Sweet. Hey, guys, they got a charm for the gosh thing.
Skeleton monster.
Bone monster.
Great. Tell them that.
Where are you guys at?
Well, funny story. The only person that can bless the charm is a Shinto priest.
Hey, guys. Shinto priest. Right, so where's the priest?
I'm sorry, what now?
Hey, hold on.
So we're at the home of Mr. Dawson.
Hey, guys. So we're doomed. So it's been nice, man.
All right, cool. Pat, talk to him.
Right. No, seriously. Man. It's been a trip, man. We had a good run. All right, man. You take care of your man over there. I guess I will.
You just need to let us know exactly where your the cave is at, and we will. I'm sure Mr. Dawson will give us a ride.
That looks like a gun, Mr. Dawson. Not a.
Yeah, guys, I think she got into my stash.
Yeah.
All right. So where's who's got the map, dude?
Tell him to meet us at down Old Hill Road, just dead at the end of it. That's where the beach opens up, and the cave should be just outside of that.
Mm-hmm. Old Hill Road, the end, beach, cave, bring swimsuits. All right, man. So yeah, the pizza should be there once we arrive.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna try to rendezvous there. Make sure everybody's there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody stay cool. Nobody lose your head. That means you, little kid.
Murderer! Why'd you bring the kid?
We were not thinking the story.
He needs a blood sacrifice.
He didn't have time to get a babysitter for his kid.
Do you know what the rates are in the middle of the night?
To be fair, the kid's going to be probably fucked
kid,
up anyway.
Does the guy have to come, or can he just give it to us and we can take the car and leave?
Take his car?
We have a car. I mean, you guys took the RV.
He just needs to bless the charm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, anyone can say the words.
Yeah, anyone can say the words, yes.
And you're a linguist.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
A cunning
linguist. So what word do I say?
God damn it, get out of my head.
Okay, so yeah, we got the words, and as soon as he blesses it, we're getting our grand card. Right.
Just kill the thing.
I will do, sir. I will, sir. And when it's done, I will deliver the news personally.
I never want to see your faces again.
That's understandable.
That was actually the best.
We walk out, we close the door, and then there's like a second where he's just kind of rubbing his head, and I open up. I'm like, by the way, I think I accidentally spilled the beans about Santa Claus, but I didn't say anything. Like, but you're still good on the Easter Bunny, sir. And the kid's like, Easter Bunny?
Yeah, as you walk away from the second story window, there's like a flash of light and just a tiny little silhouette just looking. Watching.
All right. So we kill one mortal enemy and somebody acquires another.
Yeah, destroyed the innocence of a child, you know? Yeah, it works out in the end.
That's a B. That's got to deserve
it. I'm not very good at
it. Guys, don't look at it like we destroyed the innocence of a child. Look at it like we made a future on Terra.
Yeah, exactly.
Namely Pat.
Just like, let's not view it as me backing up into their mailbox on the way out. View it as me saying a hearty goodbye to people that will always remember
me. Yeah.
Amazing.
No matter how badly they want to forget.
What's your drive at?
Oh, I don't have it.
That's exactly what you
have. Amazing. All right, sweet. So we're going to rendezvous there for the climactic final battle.
Okay.
It's the final battle.
That's actually playing in the background. Tom Robs Ronson.
Yeah. Yeah, he clicks off the channel. He's like, I do not care for foreign music. Thank you. I leave.
Yes.
Yeah. I honestly don't get the joke.
You'll be here all week. Yeah, you'll be here all week, people.
Who sings that again?
Europe.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. There's also a band named Foreigner that we could have referenced.
Yeah. Actually, I thought it was Forrest.
No, the joke still landed.
Oh, like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he totally rolled the dice on that one and came out smelling like a rose. So good job, Bill.
Yeah, yeah. And eventually you're able to reach
the beach.
The beach, yes.
Hey guys, we got the charm. Here it is. And as soon as we put it right on the thing's foot, I'm there to say...
On its leg.
On its leg, of course. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Then I got some words to say, and I'm good to go.
Why is there glitter in it?
Okay, listen. We had that. It's going to work. Theoretically, it should be fine.
It's the herpes of craft supplies.
What?
It's the herpes of craft supplies.
Exactly. It just keeps on giving.
All of you give me
once you get it
tests.
On you, you can't get it off.
Well,
then
you don't have
to. Yeah, exactly. And
so
that's exactly what
the gyro works.
Yeah, perception gives you
an
something
extra.
It's in the book. Okay, you can, the Undersense. It does give you.
Actually, what is this? Jesus rolls?
Exactly. So check what the gyro roll is.
Oh, okay.
Danger sense. It's trait, right?
Yeah. Okay, guys. We're going to kill Razgul. Let's do this.
Perception.
Perception.
Yeah, 7.
Danger sense.
Perception.
Did you take? Yes.
Perception.
Did you choose D4 or D8?
D4.
Both of you?
I don't have a D4.
Did you keep danger grading?
Yeah, I've got danger sense.
D4 or D8?
D8.
D8? Okay.
May I have one of these D4s?
In my case, I don't know what your D4 is.
I did a D4. Yeah.
Okay, I need a D4. There it is. Alright, give me your perception plus danger sense. Okay, alertness plus perception. Tell me what it is for both of you.
Mine's D10 plus D6.
Or is it just them that are
rolling? Just everyone has danger sense.
Okay, so that's 8 for me.
Okay. Actually, no, yeah. Just roll it, add a D4, just roll it for me. Yeah. You rolled it, D4 plus your alertness plus your perception.
Okay.
Same thing for you, but except D4, D8 instead of D4.
Awesome. Here we go,
D8. Ah, okay, so.
Yeah.
No, D4 plus your alertness plus your perception.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So I got 8, so then I got 9.
Now I got
that
nice.
11,
19.
Mm-hmm.
Damn! Okay.
I bought the expensive version.
Oh, yeah,
he's paranoid, remember?
Yeah, you're in the back, smoking.
And all of a sudden, weed senses tingling.
You slowly turn around.
Pizza's on its way. Yeah.
You slowly turn around and you see giant bone legs.
Guys, legs thing.
Are you
damn
in
it.
A paranoid episode? Oh.
No, bone, die.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's behind, it's in the RV?
No, it's behind the RV.
Oh, okay.
It just appeared there. That's his ability.
I out of character, I have athletics, you don't, so give me the charm, I'm going
to
put it on his leg.
You don't need to make an argument for me. That thing is in your hands the moment that thing... Oh, here you go. Good luck.
That thing is a giant bone monster. Whoever comes out is going to smash with a fist.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah, now I'm going to do the... I'm going to do the Buddha
be better, stuff. Like, does somebody special have to put it on, or do they just have to say the words?
They just have to say the words.
I'm just saying that. I don't know.
Maybe it might be better for one of us to do that.
Then, are either of you linguists?
Well, I mean, put the thing on while somebody says the word.
Okay. That's what we're saying. Someone, by all means,
I speak English and bad English.
Okay, all right.
My character is kind of fast, but he's not. You have, like, the running ability.
Yes. I do.
That would add a bonus to it, yeah.
Yeah, high agility and stuff. So.
Okay, so it's like a relay race. Great.
All right. Give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's going to be, so basically, am I running to catch or running to, like, kind of tackle?
You want to put it on its leg.
You just want to put it on its leg.
It's 15 times the size of a person. You can't tackle.
Right. Well, I basically want to roll it.
You're actually getting some tape, attaching it to the charm, and just going to smash it on the thing. So basically, yeah, you can put a...
Oh, you're duct tape, man.
You're duct tape. You know.
Hey, duct tape fixes everything.
Yeah. Agility plus melee?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay.
Plus your running bonus?
Yep.
Listen.
Well, that's in athletics, no?
Mm-hmm. Or agility plus athletics would be 10. Mm-hmm.
I can do agility plus
actually, that would probably be a better role for you.
I would imagine
you, yeah.
that it's a big enough target that she doesn't really have to worry about getting
Yeah.
Like,
so that's definitely a better role for you.
Getting there without being
I will say this. If you're just going on straight on to try to like, attach it with no other bonuses, it's going to roll this four times.
Oh, boy. That's
to try and
because it's a giant bone monster.
Mm.
It could get a four, guys.
I'm not gonna bet on it.
He's that one.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Right. Unless somebody like distracted the thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, maybe hit it in reverse.
We're probably like gonna we're need right some kind of distraction us. Because
that's actually not half a bad idea.
Seriously,
my
reverse.
Character's gonna jump into the driver's side and just back that shit.
Okay, so wait, are we doing that like? So I should probably get
out
and
hop out and then in reverse.
You're gonna have to give me a drive.
Okay, I would love to. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to drive a four.
Yep.
So
awesome.
Hooray. And what is that? Agility?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then...
I'm going to say difficult. It's a giant. You can't miss it. So it is quite literally probably... Most of it's like tough. So seven. Just give me a straight seven.
Okay. No, nope. I got a five.
Nope.
Okay, so I hit.
You
do hit it. It doesn't do anything.
I only have one left of these things. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
You try to back into it. Nothing happens. Actually, what actually does happen is basically... Mm-hmm. You try to back into it, you go through empty space. And suddenly, you turn your back, he's not there. You turn your back forward, it's now in front of you. Whenever you don't look at it, it just seems to move.
Okay, good. Now he's in my headlights. So I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
Walker.
All right.
So first
but
I
now
ran into it, the side of the cliff, so it's like huge dent.
Okay,
in the
because
back.
You missed, it's not going to have a chance to attack.
Okay, great.
All right, so
attacking the RV.
Yeah.
So the RV, then,
Oh, no, I love this dice. I love this dice.
Oh, no.
That is 24.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, you botched it.
I botched it, yeah.
Okay.
I just want to point out, this is a special item that you now owe me. That's a D10 worth of specialty. I got the highest level.
Well, it's going to explode into gold coins, and as long as you collect all of them, you'll get your...
Before you even start moving, it kicks
mm-hmm.
and flips the car over on its back.
Oh.
All of you give me endurance rolls.
I'm not in the car.
Hmm? Oh, you're not in the car.
You did well.
Yeah. So you're out of the car, and now there's an overturned car.
Vitality.
Right. You're out of the car. You're out of the RV. We're in the RV, right?
Yes. He flips over
RV.
The RV.
Okay.
Yes.
I was like, sorry. We don't want to confuse people.
My question is, while he's doing that, would he be distracted enough for me?
He would be.
Well, then I would like to attempt to plant this little baby here.
Well, that's happening.
It's going to be two rolls of the D12 instead.
Okay.
Four.
You got this. Well, let me see how these guys do.
Okay, yeah.
I got a 11.
14.
14? 4? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say roll a 1d3 to 1d6 divided by 3. 2.
I botched the last roll. I'm going to say a 5.
Okay.
That one.
Or they also roll a d6 divided by 2.
2.
Okay. So you take 2 life points damage. You take 3 life points damage.
I take all right.
And you have super weed powers.
Super weed powers. Oh.
Roll your d8 twice.
Oh, okay. So this is what I was supposed to do. 4. All right. 4, 9.
Yeah.
Difficulty is 11. So you wouldn't have made it anyway.
Yeah.
So you take 2 damage. Oh, now you would have been. You're fine.
Yeah,
you're
bleeding. I only got a 4.
And I've got an 11.
So. D6 divided by 2. You're both bleeding and out of it. Stunned.
Her and I?
Hmm? No. Her, yeah, both of you.
I've got tough, which gives me a D8 to remain conscious and resist stun.
Oh.
Four. So that would bring me up to a 12 D8.
All right. Cool.
All right.
So basically, roll the D8.
Okay.
And see if you get... Like, what did you roll originally?
Well, I rolled 2d12 for resistance.
And which, you got a 14. So basically, I'm going to say you pretty much make it with the tough.
That is the one that I splurged on.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, you're conscious. You're fine.
Okay.
And how are you doing?
I got an 11 straight up.
Yeah, you're super fine. Weed pop. Yeah, super weed pop. I don't feel anything, man.
Yeah, as the bed started to roll, I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. It kind of like rolled up into a ball. And kind of, I was in midair as the van was rolling. And then I just kind of like popped back down.
Dude. So basically, you stay stationary in midair. The van rolls around yes. and you land exactly
careful.
Like
the... Remember, kids, a little PSA. Despite what Daniel's character would have you believe, doing weed does not make you Superman.
Okay. Definitely not.
All right, no, so let's roll it.
All right.
5 plus 10.
14.
Yep.
Very nice. You slap it on.
Nice.
Now he's going to try to smack you in the face again.
Awesome!
Yeah.
But you do get stun dodge.
11. That's a 7, so 18.
18.
Okay, so...
You do remember you have these to spend, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I want to spend those.
Yeah, you might want to spend them all.
Yes.
Honestly. Yeah.
So that'll give you a D2, D4, D6, an extra D8.
Yep.
Yeah. A roll that can't roll less than 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yep.
I'd like to not die.
Okay.
Oh, wait, is it still 10-10? What am I rolling here?
Yeah, dodge, it's probably...
vitality
plus...
I think dodge or agility. No, I mean, athletics.
Yeah.
Athletics,
yeah. So, the, actually, then
and you're running out of the way, so
10-10.
Okay,
yeah, okay. Yeah,
yeah, 10-10 and a D8 that can't roll less than 4. It's better.
That's
okay, so
this 15.
Is a 5, yeah.
15. You take 3 life point damage. As he's sidewise glance.
Yeah.
But you're still kind of knocked out.
Yeah, now do I still have that 5 damage on the stack?
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to hit
it.
Okay,
I really should have used some medicine at some point around there. But nobody asked me.
Yeah, nachos.
Yeah,
nachos,
man. Nachos.
You guys only doctor. All you do is smoke meat nachos.
Nobody asked me to patch him up, man.
Okay. His name is Dr. Noms.
I'm, anachronistic reference. Okay. I'm not like Obama. I'm not going to, like, force healthcare on him.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, you're going to try to... You're going to talk to the speaker?
You think I would, but how do you like it when things don't come through for you? Good luck, sayonara. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Of course I'm going to speak in this speaker.
Okay. You try to. You'll say... It's broken.
I yell.
Okay. Yeah.
Ba, ba, ba,
ba. All right. Give me a linguist roll.
Linguist roll?
Yep.
I don't have a linguist roll.
Yeah, it's just a trait that you
get. A trait.
Well, give me a lore roll then. So just to make sure you say it properly. Yes, say it exactly in a certain way.
Atu Virata. Mm-hmm.
Difficulty 11.
What's the Cthulhu chant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cthulhu Vatan.
Got it. Run luck.
What?
Run luck.
Oh, good one.
Ah.
Yeah.
Are you rolling a d20?
No, that's
he is.
Rotten luck.
That's not even.
Yeah, yeah. So you failed either way. But yeah,
where's that anyways?
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the d12.
Oh, it's right there.
Thank you. I failed the first time.
Okay, so.
I'll just say I failed it since I rolled a d20.
Okay. Nothing happens for a second, and then it starts to move towards you. I need you to give me a roll.
What roll?
Just move. Roll.
Because it's going to try to kick you. Okay. It is literally going to kick you, so you need to defend against it.
Well, we're in the car, so he's going to kick the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So did you yelled out the window, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so he's going to try to kick the car.
Okay. So what do I do?
Rousing game of
what do I roll?
It's going to be another resistance roll.
So endurance?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Endurance.
12.
11.
Wow.
Yeah, very lucky. Yeah, it bashes you again, but nothing.
11.
You make it exactly. It stops for a second. You hear something like a jingling. And then as soon as you blink, it just disappears.
Okay.
So what was the charm supposed to do? Like destroy it or just...
Yeah, just makes it, make sure it gets to rest.
Oh, desummon.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of expected it to, like, disintegrate into a pile and something.
I go to the door of the RV, and I, you know, go to unlatch it, and it just falls out. I just walk out, just kind of stand and turn towards it. I'm like, oh, it's not so bad. And, like, a seagull lands on the bumper, and it falls out. The tire falls behind it. The antenna just crashes down, barely misses me. And I'm like, this really, I can't imagine someone having a worse day than me. And that goes back to that little girl. Goes back to me. What have I done to deserve this? What have I done?
I just lost somebody I love.
All right, come crawling out of the back of the RV.
I'm still unconscious in the back of the RV.
Okay. I'm gonna go over and start like pulling them out and kind of like helping them up. Yep. And hey, weed boy, why don't you get over here and do something about
this? I was gonna do something.
Luke, patch up the wounded. Patch up the wounded.
Yeah.
Smelling salts.
It's your one job.
In the container.
I know what the smelling salts are, man. Mm-hmm. Don't harsh my mellow, man.
One of these is rat poison. One of
these. Do not harsh my mellow, man.
Just keep him away from the bath salts.
Yeah. So, yeah. Wake up.
Yeah. It's done.
Yes, we won. Victory.
We still have to get rid of the black altar.
And the blonde.
And the blonde. Everybody grab a gun.
Mm-hmm. Grab a gun?
Is anybody actually, like, hurt enough that I... Well, I mean, yeah.
And
yeah, these two.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got, like, eight damage on
these two. It's like, all right, before you go in there, yeah, I can at least do, like, a, you know, sort of quick medicine roll, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure how the healing
works. If it's not too much trouble.
It doesn't matter too much for right now.
For this. So I'm rolling my...
So, Band-Aids. Flintstones, Band-Aids.
Yeah. D12.
A couple of Flintstones vitamins are going to measure your... Cram these down your throat, you'll be fine.
Straight up.
Flintstones, vitamins, Robitussin, and Band-Aids. Nice, that's all he's got in his bag.
17.
What damage did you both take?
I took 6.
I took 3 this time, but I have 8 because I had 5 from before. All
right, 4-3.
Okay,
sweet.
All right. That was a cave in front of you. Actually, I didn't never roll for Todd Ronson.
Did he slip away? Like a ninja.
He's betrayed us.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to say he did slip away.
Swell.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I really liked him, too.
Yeah. All
right. Okay, guys. Let's just get rid of this thing. Shoot to kill. And then let's all go back to the honey clam to get some goddamn rest.
Uh-huh.
Let's do this.
Okay.
And we enter. Flashlights at the ready.
Yep.
Oh, and guns.
Yeah,
and guns.
Yeah.
It's well, that goes without saying.
Yeah. Alright, you eventually head down further in. Darker, gloomier. Except for some strange stationery every once in a while. Like, just posters. Someone wanted to try to make this place homey. And as you head down, you see a broken body, a familiar Todd Ronson.
Aww.
Blood everywhere.
Well, that's a shame,
that
is.
No, he's not dead, though. He's just breathing heavily.
Doc.
Luke.
Yeah, I'm taking a look.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, you're a dude.
Okay.
Mr. Ronson, you all right? What happened?
I tried to confront Adeline, but she had more of those Dava things.
Oh, shit.
More?
Yeah. This is how a man should die.
You're not gonna die. We got a doctor. We got a... Well, kind of. Well, anyway, he's... You're not gonna die. Probably.
Let me roll and see if I can stabilize him. At the very least.
My will. This is just a piece of paper.
Just take it and kind of...
Damn it. My possession.
Okay. Roll him.
Stay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got a 14.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to fix him. He's got too many guns to
die. He's bleeding from anywhere. He's at vital wounds.
I was like,
you can make him comfortable.
Basically, it's like, nah, guys, dude's a goner, man. Okay. So I can...
He looks
at all
you.
Hurt less.
Can any of you read this?
I take it.
Nope.
He's a linguist.
Nope.
Linguist?
Not even with linguist. You can't read it.
Lore?
Nope.
What language does it over to Angela? Look like?
Yep. What? It's like kitchen scratch. Like you think he wrote.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you seen the latest Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
What does that have to do with anything?
Oh, you'll see. Okay. Read it. You can't read it. You can't read it yourself.
Okay.
All right. Pass it to whoever. Mm. Yep. You read it. It says, "You're the one." Okay.
What? Sorry, what? Okay. I just executed. No, what?
Sorry, he's like, you can read this. You are worthy successor. This is the code to my bank account.
But why are you giving this?
It is given to the next strongest warrior in the line. You can read it. I knew it would be somebody with a massive gun.
We're all flinching.
The doctor's like...
So, is he dying or having a seizure?
Yeah. Both. And then he just...
Yeah, the doctor kind of like puts him in the head like, sleep. Sleep now, sweet prince.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
I came to this town and all I got was a crappy t-shirt and my RV's gone. I couldn't read a 0 and a 1. But
But Dorcas has access to your vast gold amount. I am glad you died.
Dude,
I am glad you're
dead.
That
is disrespectful, and this bastard will haunt the fuck out of you.
And while she's just kind of like kneeling beside him, like staring at him and staring at him, and just starts crying.
Okay.
And this none bastard... of you have ever seen her cry, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, you made her cry. Now, this bastard's going to haunt the fuck out of you unless we don't give him a proper burial.
Yep.
So it starts like immediately like dosing the guy with a lighter fluid.
What are you doing? Have you
out of game?
Out of
game. Yeah, that's a really important part.
It's
of
a hunter
story.
Burial. You, if that hunter
if
dies,
you, if you burn the bones of a dead person, they cannot become a ghost.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
that's a hunter's burial. If you're a hunter, as soon as you die, this is what you
we
expect.
Describe
okay.
That
okay.
There's
right.
A lot of fucked up shit that happens in that movie in the show that we just become like
totally don't watch the show.
Yeah,
so he's like,
I also don't watch Parks and Rec, so I'm
lots of fucked up shit.
There's a joke. There's a joke basically. Todd Ron Swanson's character basically has a note that he left on his body. He always has it. So if someone kills him, the person who kills him reads it and gets his bank account information.
That's
because
amazing.
He deserves his money because he killed him.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So it is.
Okay.
He's an amazing chef.
Yeah. Well, I'll see what he's trying to do and kind of, you know, look at him and kind of wipe the tears. And once he's done dousing the body, I'm going to light him up with the hairspray.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, as he lights up.
Yeah.
No time for a morning, you guys.
Yeah, and they're like sprinkling some salt on it. Like, all right, guys, there's more of those cats out there.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's go, take out the,
those.
All right, let's go take out the thing that did this.
You did research into David, right? Resuming?
Yes.
Okay. You know that you can try to kill the Davis, but they're still super tough. Like, you got lucky the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The way is by destroying the Black Altar.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
All right. You step through into a vast, very fast chamber. In one corner, there's bits of bone that you assume where the pile of dead bodies were. And basically, yeah, this place, somehow, someone turned this cave into, like, a home office. And you see in the back, this, literally a black altar. Spray-painted black.
I think that's the Black Altar.
Yeah. And basically, a screen, there's a little mask, actually, it's 1980s. There's a really big CRT TV.
Wow.
Turns on. And there's a face. Adeline Newt.
Looking around for the electrical outlet.
Okay. It's in the back, actually. She set it up. It's pretty nice.
It's a long, orange, heavy-duty cord.
There we go. It's a really long extension cord. There's like five.
I thought, you know, I didn't think hunters would be a problem this soon. But you know what? That's great. You're great. I worked so hard to get this done. To bring life into this town. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just spraying it full of kerosene while I'm talking.
Okay, all of you hear us start hearing growls.
Yeah, Luke, can I start making
faster?
Watching it, like, no, go on with your James Bond villain speech.
Did you say it was like? I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch what the thing with her voice was.
It's a video.
It's a video. No, it's actually
closed circuit television.
Yeah, closed
right?
circuit television.
Okay.
Or
because
inside TV.
No, yeah. There's more. There's obviously more cave in the back. And I thought to myself, you're not reaching the Black Altar. There's voices, there's sounds in between. There's
growls,
the growls in between you and the Black Altar.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay. Actually, why I
look towards you.
You told us, like, Ron Swanson had a buntload of grenades on him.
Yes, he did.
Did we take them off, or did we
I'm assuming
those?
We did before
yeah.
I
think grenades
left
seems
fire.
Like a bad idea.
Yeah, so we assume you took them. He's like,
I don't care how high I am.
She just starts monologuing him, and she's like, and then, I can't believe, what are you passing out? Okay.
What are you all doing? No, are you seriously doing that? Or?
I'm passing out the grenades
okay.
to everybody.
Okay, what, listen, you're not even paying attention to me. I worked so long on this speech. Because I knew there'd be hunters eventually, you know? And I thought to myself, I'm just making a service to this town. And I would really... What are you doing?
We're throwing the grenades at them.
Okay. The grenades fly through, land around the altar, and then... What did you do?
Run!
What did you do? No, no.
Wait, the TV on the altar did not...
Wait,
no, it's not the altar.
It's
another part of the altar. It's like, what did you do? And all of a sudden you hear the growls, and they just stop for a second. Daves are still there. And they're still growling, but they're moving away from you. Moving towards the back of the cave. What did you do?
I'm staring at the screen eating nachos.
No. Bad kitty. Bad kitty. I'll get a noose. I got a spray bottle.
You know, you see her backing up. I was going to shoot out the TV, but I think I'd actually rather
watch
this.
It's my favorite show. Hold on. You see her backing up. Bad kitty. You see there's like, she made a nice bedroom in the area. Her stuff is being pushed out of the way as these invisible cats are pushing. No. I get cat food. I have cat food.
It's right behind you.
And she's ripped apart by massive beast blood stain. You can see partially the creatures because there's blood on the creatures now. And she's slowly ripped apart into bits and pieces.
You know that part where I said I didn't like cats?
Yeah.
I changed my mind. I like cats.
And then all of a sudden, you see there's blood stains on the creatures, and the creatures disappear, but the blood just splatters down into the ground.
So, nachos?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I could use a, Pat.
Mm.
It only costs a quarter to activate those magic hands on that bed, right?
Yeah.
I could use a massage. Let's get the hell out of here. Walk out.
Done. Yeah.
Is that the music we closed out on?
Yes.
No, I was thinking more as we walk out of the cave, you know, there's a shot of like, you know, our silhouettes as we walk in a line together, and
Alright, so yeah. Sorry, there was a hiccup.
Small hiccup as we all started to dance and we knocked over a very important court. Yeah.
Also, the copyright police just knocked down the door immediately.
Smash through.
Knocked this shit down.
Yeah.
They dragged away Emily, we're not entirely sure.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Murderer! I'm sorry, murderer!
I'm not dead yet. I'm not dead yet. Be dead in a moment.
That little girl.
Yeah,
God, you gotta go back to that Shinto 2 guy.
Oh God,
she's gonna be like a give it like another do the next session like 10 years in the future, and she's gonna be like the boss that you're fighting.
I think it would totally be one of those after credit scenes where it's like a little girl like humming to herself, and then like it's just fanning over. She's got her mom's blown away, decapitated head on top of her on top of a small altar. She's painting black. And it's like, I'll bring you back, mommy. Don't you worry.
And we'll get our revenge. like my college photo.
Amazing.
Oh God, that was great. All right. If anyone wants to add anything else before we close out,
No, Billy.
Nope. Other than that, it was really fun playing with you guys.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Emily, for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, special guest star, Emily.
Yes. Thank you very, very much.
Now the internet famous.
Yeah.
Internet famous.
I really liked it. I had a grand time. Heezy, I guess, take us out.
Yep. All right. If you like what you listen to, you might like what we... I'm just... It's been 4 hours. It's been 4 fucking hours. I'm sorry.
Take two.
All right.
Excuses.
If you like what you listen to, you might like what you... To read, God, I need alcohol and drinking. You might like to read our Fandy blog, where we have numerous articles and posts, and we're going to post more stuff hopefully soon. We have Fandy Games, where we currently have Horatio's Story, but also hope to have more games attached there. And we would also love it, guys, if you would
I love this part.
Yeah, we would also love it, guys, if you would please give us a review on iTunes so we get more fanable listeners to listen to our awesomeness. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.
Seriously, I don't watch Parks and Rec. I don't get any of those references.
And you never will. Goodbye.